Hey, guys.
Whoa.
What are you doing, man?
I'm just sweating. All of my hard work is paying off.
Wow, this is excellent. What are you doing?
I've been going to Bear Canyon CrossFit.
What? Bear Canyon CrossFit? Why? What is that?
Well, number one, it's the new podcast sponsor.
Oh, Booyah. Yeah.
And number two, it's where I go to get my sweat on.
Oh, now you poked the bear.
That's right. You can show up. Poke the bear with us. It's a lot of fun. And for $115 a month, you can get a limited CrossFit in a 12-month contract. Now, look, it sounds kind of crazy at first. You're like, whoa, whoa, whoa. I don't know about that. But you got to think about it, friends. This is an investment into your health, into your mental well-being, and into hanging out with us as friends. Mm. It's wonderful. Pay for our friendship.
You can find out all the details at BearCanyonCrossFit.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention?
Let's make every day Thursday.
It's time for that radio show everyone loves.
Fasten your seatbelt, hon.
There's really not much excitement.
That's about to change.
Is this Dex Steve Teo?
Yeah, it is.
Good morning.
Hi.
Top of the morning to you.
Good morning.
Hey.
Top of the morning.
Everybody in Albuquerque, here you go.
Morning, friends.
And Daddy, you're all your candy.
Will we? Mm-hmm. Our candy?
I got really hungry, and I ate it all.
I figured this might be a more gentle way to start off the day.
Thursday.
Ground ball to short. Addison Russell. The Cubs have evened the series. A 5-1 win in a 4-hour, 4-minute game. And the Cubs beat the Indians.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's showtime.
How long did you say that game was?
Yeah, that's what. How long?
I knew it.
4 hours.
4 hours.
4 hour, 4 minute.
When did it start?
Who watched? This guy.
Not me.
It started an hour early, actually. Started at 5:08.
Really?
Yeah, because of the weather. They were worried that the rain was going to come take over the game, so they kicked up the start time an hour.
Wow.
You know who was watching? Front row.
Who?
John Cusack.
John Cusack?
Oh. He's a fan.
Yes. Welcome to the program. Beautiful Thursday morning, October 27th, the year 2016. 6:11.
High today of 77 degrees.
6:11.
Big show today. Lots to talk about. Excited for it. Scooby-Doo. Hey, tomorrow on the program, Simone Missick.
Oh,
yes. Awesome.
Gosh. I'm so excited.
She's a big deal in the Marvel Universe right now.
She was the very best part of my least favorite Netflix Marvel series.
So far.
Yeah, Misty Knight on the Netflix original series Luke Cage will be on the program tomorrow. We'll see how her life has changed. Because she really hasn't been in anything else. It's kind of looking.
Was she in Orange is the New Black? I thought she was in, like, Boardwalk Empire. I thought she's been.
You know what? Maybe I'm wrong.
You're wrong.
I YouTubed her, and all I found was Luke Cage stuff.
Okay. That's why you don't just YouTube her. Here we go. She's got a pretty dope profile. Dog.
Talk to me. What is she in?
Iron Fist. The Defenders.
All Marvel Netflix.
Luke Cage.
Has she really not been in much?
She was in episode of Ray Donovan.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, that's about it.
Maybe I got her confused with
her career.
She's
pretty new at this thing.
She really is.
She's doing pretty well for herself.
She was uniform cop in Scandal for an episode.
Watch out.
See, this is her big break.
It really is.
Good for her. Good for her. So tomorrow on the show, we'll talk to Simone.
She's from Michigan.
That's where my family's from. And I'm so glad that I didn't grow up there.
Okay.
It just seems like such a boring, awful place, Bill Peterson.
Well, if Bill's any indication.
I do love the Michigan Wolverines, though. Hey! I've been a fan for a long time.
That's her husband, Dorian Missick.
What's he in?
Everything. Let's see. Lucky number 11. Animal Kingdom. Lucifer. Wow. He's been in a bunch of stuff. Didn't we put him
for that interview, too?
He was in Better Call Saul. He's a detective in Better Call Saul.
Maybe we'll hear him in the background.
Good wife. What if we were like, hey, is your husband home?
Is that Dorian?
Can we talk to Dorian?
Hand him the phone.
That'd be so rude.
It would.
So rude to do.
I thought I put in for an interview with that guy.
Well.
Or maybe it was one we didn't get. Let's see. Nope. Thinking of somebody else. 585 Live. You can text into the program. Thanks for all the text messages this morning. And yesterday we did replay the 7 o'clock hour because I had to leave.
Yeah, you did.
I had to go and see my son Landon in his Halloween parade at school. They all dressed up as little demon children and walked around the track. And that is what happened.
Beautiful. Was it worth it?
They walked around. I've seen my son running around my house with this ostrich costume for the past 3 days. And then I had to leave the show, go to the school.
It's really unprofessional.
Wait 30 minutes for them to all come out of the school and walk around a track.
And that was it.
I said, "Hi, Landon." And he just kind of gave me the nod and just kept walking. And then we went home. And it was like...
He got to go home early?
No, he had a pizza party after that. So Leslie and I left after we watched him walk around the track. And...
Wait, did you go to the pizza party?
No.
Oh, I was going to say, you're going to be hurting today.
No way, man.
I defended both of you at the gym yesterday.
Did you?
Because Mark was there and he said...
Was Mark training?
He said, "Where are your boys?" And I said, they both had legitimate excuses today.
Two on, one off.
I said, Dex's kid had some Halloween thing that he couldn't miss because Leslie would have killed him. And Steve-O's kid fell on his face.
Oh, you weren't here.
Yeah.
What happened?
Brody.
What'd he do?
He fell on his face.
How did that happen?
He was running around.
Oh.
Running around the playground. And bailed onto concrete, and his whole face scraped all the way down. So I get this FaceTime from a 3-year-old, and he's just like, "Daddy." Oh. And he's got blood on his face, and I was like, "Well, I'm going to see my child."
Poor guy.
Of course, then I went to go to comics first, and then Grandpa, of course, because he's like right there, had already... taken the situation, so
good old Grandpa.
Yeah,
I'm sorry, Brody. Well, hopefully there's a sweet scar.
And last night he's running around playing. He's got like scraped face, running around playing. Chrissy's just laying on the ground, like stretching her back out, and she had her knees up. And Brody's running to go tackle his mom and trips. And head plants into her knee.
Oh, no.
And it was like, this kid's having a rough day.
That sounds like Johnny Danger.
Yeah.
That reminds me, there was a kid last Halloween when we went trick-or-treating last year. There was this kid. He was probably around Brody's age. And he was wearing this costume. Poor kid. I can't remember what it was, but he kept tripping. And it was so dark outside.
Oh.
And the kid kept tripping. And he got a bloody nose at one point.
Oh, my goodness.
There was blood everywhere.
Gosh.
And finally, the parents, after the third fall, said, "Okay, we're going home."
Yeah, that's it. We're done.
Going home. Our kid can't walk anymore.
Because that kid, he'd be so excited. And they kept telling him, "Don't run through someone's yard. You got to go the sidewalk and, you know, don't run on people's grass." He didn't listen, and he tripped every time.
That's what it gets. Got to listen to your parents.
I'm not going to say what I... Never mind.
Okay.
Let's see.
Okay.
What do we got on the program this morning? What do we got?
Oh, dude, got some good stuff.
Yeah. Steve-O found this. Some news on the new NES system.
Yeah, dude. If you're a fan of the retro, you might have to go retro to obtain one. So really, really like this. We'll talk about it.
What is it?
The Retro NES.
Oh, snap.
The largest video game retailer in the world made an announcement yesterday. So.
Taking it old school.
Yeah.
Taking it back.
Yeah.
I'm okay with
this. Going to talk about that. Faux show!
Yeah. We'll talk about Squirrel. And a child.
What? That squirrel.
Mm-hmm.
Sounded terrifying. Terrifying. Yeah.
And of course, wait, how long was that that baseball game last night?
In a 4-hour, 4-minute game.
4 hours.
Gosh, what else can you do in 4 hours? Everything.
That's insane. So we'll recap a little bit of the game last night. We won't do it right now because we did it yesterday.
We're going to spend 4 hours recapping.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Also, RIP to Michael Massey. Very sad.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's very sad this morning.
Man, I felt bad for him, too, because the headline I read said,
yeah,
the actor who accidentally killed Brandon Lee on the set of The Crow passes away.
Like, he was like, come on, man. He played Fun Boy.
He was
that would be awful.
He
it
was
wasn't
the,
his fault.
The man in the shadows in Amazing Spider-Man 1 and 2.
He was, yeah. So he was, what was his name on 24? Ira. He was Ira in the first season of 24.
That's right. I forgot about that.
Yeah, it's because it was a long time ago. He was 61 years old.
Man.
Which is young, dude.
That's pretty young.
Oh.
How'd he pass away? What caused
it? They have not said. Oof.
Let's see. Let's find out what happened back in the day. Today's October 27th.
It is.
The 301st day of the year. 301st day
of the year. We're getting close, man.
It's almost over.
New Year's Eve party?
Mm-hmm. Let's plan.
Okay. It's like a week away.
158 years ago in 1858 on this day, after failing 7 times in previous business ventures, Roland H. Macy opened Macy's department store in New York City.
Wow.
He sold $1,100 worth of merchandise on his first day of business. Macy's went on to have the highest sales volume of any department store in the world. The key to that is he failed 7 times in previous ventures, business ventures. Many of the greats failed over and over again. Just keep going at it, guys. Just keep pushing through. You'll make it. Hopefully. 25 years ago in 1991 on this day, the first U.S. death resulting from bungee jumping occurred in Paris, California. Hal Mark. He jumped from a hot air balloon.
Whoa.
Plummeted over 60 feet to his death after becoming disconnected from his bungee cord. I just don't never want a bungee. I just don't never want to do that.
See, I would not ever bungee.
I wouldn't do it. No way. You can't get me to get up there and jump and trust this cord.
Will you do me a favor?
Yeah.
Will you go bungee jumping with me?
No.
Please? Pretty please.
I'll watch you. I'll push you.
No. I want you to come with
me. All right.
Push
I'll
me
do it if we can do it together.
I'll pull you.
What if we did it together?
Yes. We'll hug each other.
All Steve-O, three of us you're have to do too. It together.
Okay.
Steve-O, this is a high height. This is way up there. We're going to be like 400 or 500 feet off the ground.
It's going to be so high.
Nah.
Pass. No, we got to do it.
No, I'm passing out.
It's for the listeners.
I just couldn't finish it.
The Starmy wants us to do it. They want us to jump out of an airplane.
I might do that.
It's going to have to be really high up because I look at this and 60 feet, that's not high enough for me. The guy probably didn't die instantly. 60 feet is really not that high up.
It's really not.
I used to jump off. I used to do cliff diving into the lake.
Well, then what are you afraid of?
At 60 feet. And no, I didn't dive. I just jumped because the dive would be insane at 60 feet.
Yeah. Okay. I thought you said, no, I didn't die. And I was like, we understand that.
Sorry,
you did
dive.
Not die.
I'm a cliff diver, guys. And it's Montana.
I used to go cliff jumping and not diving, cliff jumping in Nashville. At Lake Percy Priest.
Mm-hmm.
There was like a 30 foot and a 40 something foot and a 50 something foot. And I would jump off that 50 foot.
Woo! Yeah, that 50 foot.
And then we hung out with our friends, the crazy Kiwis from New Zealand. And we were up at the top one. And then Brad, who sings in Rapture Ruckus, he climbed a tree and jumped from the tree.
Jeez.
Wow.
Kelly Osbourne is celebrating a birthday today. How old is she?
She is 28.
30.
32. Simon from Duran Duran.
Ooh, Simon Le Bon.
How old is Simon today?
58. 60.
58.
Yes!
Hey. And Scott Weiland, if he was alive today. The former lead singer of a band called Stone Temple Pilots.
You know what's weird is Big Empty was a big old hit on the Crow soundtrack.
Oh,
Michael Massey passed away. Today's Scott Weiland's birthday.
Our buddy Morgan wants us to go skydiving.
Nope.
He just texts me.
If he's taking
us. Let's go, Morgan.
I'll go if you take me.
Yep. You won't jump out of the plane. We'd get up there, and he'd be like, no.
I'm not going, guys.
No.
I'm not going.
I have a family.
No, I'd do it. Are you kidding me? Point Break. I would do it in a
heartbeat.
You'd do
it without a chute?
No, not without a chute.
That's Point Break style.
That's Point Break.
But then I'd have to, like,
yeah, you'd have to
beeline
fly.
It to you, and then latch on and be like, pull the chute! And then you go, you pull it! I'm like, are you crazy? Pull the chute!
And then I'd pull the chute, and we'd land safely.
There you go.
That's not what happens, man. Keanu finally has to pull the chute, and then he breaks
his
leg.
How old is Scott Weiland today?
45. He would have been.
48.
49. And our last one here, one of my favorite shows on television.
That's right. You can't stop this.
Barry Goldberg.
Oh.
His real name, Troy Gentile. Aikman. His last name's Gentile.
What?
Yeah, Troy Gentile. He plays Barry on the Goldbergs.
Barry Goldberg. Now, he's older than his character. He's
That's
much
right.
Older.
You can't stop this.
I say he's 29.
26.
Man. You guys overshot.
What is he?
23.
Oh. But he plays like a
high schooler.
Right? Yeah, like a junior or something in high school.
There you go.
Okay.
All right, big show today. Lots of great headlines to go over. When we come back, we'll check the roads out there. Some good news, a teacher raising some money for her kids. Doing some awesome things. Shout out to all the teachers listening. Can't wait to share this story about the squirrel. It's my favorite story of the morning. 585 Live. You can text into the show. You can chime in. 338-3700. You can call us. We'll be right back.
The Morning Invasion with Dex, Steve-O, and Teo.
Hey! What's going on in the news today?
A series of earthquakes rattled the area near Rome.
Donald Trump has gone back to North Carolina.
Hillary Clinton is concentrating this week on states like Florida, where early voting is already underway.
We can't take our foot off the gas even for a short time. Every vote counts. Just ask my friend, former Vice President Al Gore.
According to a new report, the global gender pay gap, the difference between what men and women earn for similar jobs, is a long way from being closed. The World Economic Forum, in its annual look at the gender pay gap, finds at the current pace of improvement, it would take 170 years to achieve parity. The U.S. ranks 45th on the list.
Game two of the World Series.
Ford says it will recall 412,000 of its older model SUVs to fix a problem with potential fuel leaks. The recall covers certain 2010 through 2012 model Ford Escapes and Mercury Mariners.
At the airport in Rapid City, South Dakota, police say an airline pilot showed up drunk for a flight to Salt Lake City.
6:35. Good morning.
Hi. Today.
77.
That's what it is.
77?
That's what it is.
Traffic.
Nothing going on traffic-wise if you're getting out and about this morning. Have a good drive. Pay attention to what you're doing. That's your look at traffic.
Traffic!
Coming up around 7:30, Tim Tebow. He's going to inspire.
Dude.
He will make you quit your job today.
Yeah.
Can't wait to play that for you guys. Yeah. So good. So good. We should, you know, we should just play it every hour.
Just every hour.
All day long.
Tim Tebow Thursdays.
I'll make promos and sweepers. It'd be great. Welcome to the show, 585 Live, if you'd like to text in. Be a contributor to the program. Cubs are back in it. We'll talk about it coming up. A squirrel and an 8-year-old student.
Terrifying.
Good stuff in the news this morning. Let's just jump right in,
shall we? Going to kick it off with some local news. A nightmare neighbor problem continuing. Is this the guy that was shooting up the buildings?
No.
This
is a different story.
Okay. Well, let's dive in. We have a clip.
The last time News 13 spoke with neighbors on Gold Rush Drive in Taylor Ranch, one couple was packing up their home and leaving.
We feel the need to flee as quickly as we can. We are fearful for our lives.
They lived in this duplex, running from their nightmare neighbor. Since moving out in April, remaining neighbors say he's only continued to terrorize the community.
He's lit a fire in the front yard that was fairly high, pointing at various houses and saying, "I'm going to get you."
Neighbors say APD is here often, but officers apologize each time because there's not much they can do.
Smashed our trash cans into the back of our cars.
Now the damage he's done to his home is so severe, a week ago the city deemed it uninhabitable.
So you got a neighbor
what?
That is doing all those things, and they showed a picture of the house, and he had spray-painted graffiti all over his house. And like they were just saying in the report, that he can't live there.
So and where's he going to go now?
Well, I don't know, but once he cleans up the mess, he'll be back in. But all these neighbors are, what do? You bought a home?
Ugh. And it's in a duplex? Like, can't they?
It's a nice house, too. It's a big house.
Can't they kick him out for, like, can't the people, if it's a, well, I guess if he owns, I don't know.
It's a really nice neighborhood. The house this guy lives in is actually two-story beautiful house. Looks like it might be 2,500, 300, 3,000 square feet.
Wow.
Like, it's a big house. And he's got graffiti. He's crazy. He's nuts. And they called the cops, and they can't do anything.
That's insane.
Except kick him out because, I mean, the conditions, I guess, were not okay. So
the community is looking to sue.
Yeah.
Good grief.
That would be awful.
Okay, so wait. It said he lived in a... the couple who shared a duplex wall with the man.
Look at that house.
Is this the house or where?
Look at all the graffiti.
I thought he lived in a duplex. Is this the duplex?
I guess.
Like
I'm
right
not
down
really
the middle?
Sure.
Man, that's
so
nice.
What do you do?
What do you do?
I don't know. I guess you get out of there like they did, but... Because if the cops can't do anything about it...
But what if you enjoy your neighborhood and all of your neighbors? Listen, I saw Frankenstein. You get all the neighbors together, you get pitchforks.
No, you don't. You don't mess with a crazy guy.
Say? It says USA, and then it says, "We love..."
Man,
that's awful. I feel bad for them.
I don't know what's going on. He's obviously upset. Okay. A 16-year-old kid in Germany tried to scare his friends on Tuesday by wearing a clown mask and going after them with a hammer. He ended up in the hospital after one of them stabbed him.
Whoa!
Whoa. See, guys, this is the first time one of these clowns has gotten hurt, right?
Yep. Berlin police said on Tuesday that a 14-year-old responded by pulling a knife on the creepy clown and stabbing him, only to find that the clown was a 16-year-old acquaintance.
Oh.
He provided first aid until emergency medical help could arrive. The older teenager was taken to a hospital. The 14-year-old was released to his parents.
Okay. I mean, right now, it's trending creepy. In fact, we got an email saying, "Hey, there's a story going around the media that the clowns have been scaring people, are planning to do a purge on Halloween night."
Oh,
now,
great.
Granted, it turned out to be a hoax, but they're still urging people to stay in on Halloween this year.
Really?
What do you say to that? Would you stay in and announce it on the air and give your feedback as a discussion? What do you do? Thanks, Renee, for the email. I saw this article. Like, Chrissy read it first and was like, guys! And then we're like, are you sure? And then Teo and I did some Googling, and it was like, no, this is, I'm pretty sure this is a hoax. Yeah, this is satirical. But then, being America 2016, well, that was the UK, huh? Man. It's a worldwide effort.
Well, not, that's, where is it? Germany.
That was Germany.
Gosh.
Yeah.
Europe.
Oh, hey, and check this out. Liveline texted in. I do side work for the lady that owns the property that that crazy guy lives in.
No way.
That dude is nuts, and she can't even get him out until now. And then another person said, you can see two front doors on the building. That's why they call it a duplex. Okay. I think the people are in the smaller portion on the left.
So it's like my first little place.
Awful.
That's scary, guys.
I feel bad for them.
The Incredibles 2 has been moved forward from 2019 to 2018.
Wait, Toy Story 4.
I'm moving on. I don't want to talk about clowns. I'm not going to stay inside on Halloween.
Neither am I.
The possibility of some people
Neither
being stupid.
Amen.
And knowing the Albuquerque area, they'll get shot.
That's
so
I was
I'm not
just
worried
not saying.
About it.
That's why you get your concealed carry, America.
Oh man,
huh?
What was it? Was that Eagle Hawk? The Incredibles 2 has been moved forward from 2019 to 2018, while Toy Story 4 is being pushed back from 2018 to 2019 so they can get the story right, reportedly. I think it's a good thing, because Toy Story 4, I mean, after Part 3, they're going to have to sell me on a Part 4.
Dude, they really are, because
I agree. Is it necessary? I don't know.
I'm stoked
about The Incredibles 2.
Oh, man, we've waited so long.
It was too long.
But it's got some tough competition. That little window that they've moved Incredibles 2, there's a Marvel movie, Jurassic World 2.
But you know all those people are going to see Incredibles.
Yeah, yeah,
because
yeah.
Incredibles was, I mean, that was basically the best Fantastic Four movie we've ever seen.
True. But there are other movies there. I can't remember. I looked at this list and I was like, it's going to be a tough spot.
Just do both, man. I want to see Hacksaw Ridge, Mel Gibson's new film, but it's coming out the same day as Doc Strange, man. What do you do?
Got to see that Doc Strange first.
By the way, Taos just chimed in and said, I don't agree with staying in at night on the night of Halloween. These clowns can't take fun out of it for the kids. We all just need to carry knives.
Knives!
I got you, bozo!
Whoa.
What have you... Never mind.
Okay. Random facts for Thursday.
And now it's time for
random
facts.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Hey,
when Three Musketeers, when the movie was released or the book was released, I'm sorry, when the candy bar was released in 1932, they had three small candy bars in one package: one chocolate, one strawberry, one vanilla.
Yeah,
that's how it got the name Three Musketeers.
Weird.
Which, I guess the name stuck when it became just one candy bar in 1945. Huh. Never knew that.
I don't know if I'd be down with it.
E.T.'s actual name was Zrek.
Shrek?
It was going to be revealed in the sequel, which wound up never being made.
Gosh.
Z-R-E-K, Zrek.
What if they did... Man, come on. How old is Thomas Elliott?
We're not diving back into E.T.
Thomas Elliott.
We're leaving it where it is.
What?
The biggest landslide in any presidential election was in 1920, when Warren Harding beat James Cox. Harding had a 26.17% margin in the popular vote. Most elections, especially the more recent ones, rarely crack 10%.
Man.
26.17%.
That's crazy.
Landslide. And the landslide will bring you down. Thanks, Steve. The first fantasy football league started in 1962.
Whoa!
Long ago.
This has been today's edition of...
1, 2, 3, 4!
Random
facts. Steve?
No, sorry. Our boy, Ryman. Stever?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He used to play fantasy football like in the 90s, and they would have to use the newspaper and do it all themselves.
Wow.
So that's... Isn't that weird?
What did you do in the 60s?
Right.
They didn't even have newspapers in the 60s. Would you just play by Pony Express?
Oh, man.
The new photo baffling the internet. There are two floating around right now,
by the way. Dude, if it's the legs, I saw shiny.
Okay. There are two baffling photos right now.
Yeah.
We're going to cover the legs one, and then we'll talk about the other one. Have you seen the other one? Did I send it to you? No,
I haven't seen the other one.
It's two movie stars.
Oh.
And it's hard to tell which one it is.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Okay. The first new photo baffling the internet either shows legs covered in baby oil or white paint splotches. The internet's year-and-a-half-long quest to find the new blue or white dress keeps marching on. Here's the latest photo that people are baffled over. It shows a pair of legs, and they look very shiny at first glance.
At first glance.
Yeah.
But is it because they're covered in baby oil? Or because an artist painted some strategic white splotches on them to make it look like light is reflecting? I can see both.
I could see both. But once you realize that it's just paint, like when you look at it closely, the illusion of it being...
Yeah, it disappears.
If you look over to the right of it and kind of glance over it looks like oil.
Yeah, it does. Mm-hmm. I thought it was because Chrissy showed me yesterday and said, "What's this?" But it was like really quick, and I said, "I don't know, shiny legs." And she goes, "Ha! Ah, it's not." I'm like, "Yeah, it is."
Spoiler alert, they only look shiny because it's actually white paint.
No, that's toothpaste.
But even though... logically, we know it's true. The eyes, it's a very convincing shiny.
It is.
Yeah.
Pretty insane. Okay, the other photo floating around, and I'm going to have to pull this up for you, Dex. So, Steve, I'll give it a little intro.
Well, yesterday I get a text from a friend. His name is Tio.
Tio.
And he said, is this...
Ready? Is this...
Here you go.
Tom Hanks?
Who's that?
Bill Murray.
Bill Murray.
Is it? Are you sure?
Oh, man.
Is that Bill Murray or Tom Hanks? Tom Hanks or Bill Murray?
I say Bill Murray.
That's what I said. I say it's Bill Murray. There's no way this is Tom Hanks. This is Bill Murray, clearly.
Is that Tom Hanks?
I don't know.
That's Bill Murray.
It looks like Bill Murray to me, hands down.
It's Bill Murray.
But everybody else was like...
It kind of looks like Tom Hanks.
Everybody else, everybody else. So, Teo texted the group that you left, Dex.
I know, I
left. And, and I said, oh, Bill. Clearly, it's Bill Murray. But everybody's like, wrong! It was David S. Pumpkins! That's Tom Hanks!
Any questions?
Wait, you haven't seen David S. Pumpkins? You left! Oh, man.
What? That
You're in for
crazy.
A treat.
That's crazy, because it looks like... I mean, if you remember... Tom Hanks in Castaway crying.
Yeah.
It looks like him.
People are freaking out. I still say it's Bill Murray. Do we know who it is yet?
Yes, we do, but I'm not telling who it is.
Okay.
It's clearly Bill Murray.
I typed in B-I on Google, and it was like, Bill Murray, Tom Hanks.
Yep.
First thing that popped
same
up on
thing.
Google.
Same.
Gosh.
Hey, we just got a text on the live line. I want to read it. Good morning, fellas. Teo. I have a question for you. Saw your Comics Corner a while back, and now I'm interested in reading the Superman Rebirth series. My question is, do comic stores still have the first issues for sale, or do they remove them from the shelves once the next issue comes out? Sorry, I'm new to comics. I want to start reading more, save them for my son to read once he's older. Thanks for the info. Usually they still have them, unless they sold out.
Unless
but if they did
out,
sell
super,
out,
super
a lot
popular.
Of times the company will do a reprint.
Mm-hmm.
So you might get a reprint. But it should still be.
And
there.
If you like where we go, our boy Joe, he can order them too if they're
Nerd
not
alert.
Out. Yeah, stop it.
We'll text you where we go because we can't say it over here.
Yeah. Also, make talk. Thank you, Dexter. Johnny in Ventana Ranch just chimed in and said, "Good morning, guys. New listener for a couple months now. Thanks for putting something on the radio. I can enjoy listening to."
Thank you.
What?
Thanks, Johnny.
I'm a nerd.
You're a nerd. You are!
You eat nerds.
You eat dweebs.
Oh, I remember dweebs.
Yeah, you do.
Are you...
Heimlich.
What? Here, let me...
I'm okay.
Okay, he's okay. Did you guys know one way to increase the resale value of your home? It's a simple way. Because houses that smell like citrus are worth $80,000 more than houses that smell like feet.
I got to send this to Buck.
Whoa. If you're trying to sell your house, you want to increase your resale value, don't redo the bathroom or get that colony of raccoons removed like an idiot. You're going to want to support that colony of raccoons. Just buy some lemons or some oranges. A new study found that a citrus smell can make your house seem like it's worth an extra $80,000. Chump change. Researchers have... They had people check on a house for sale, but the place was filled with different smells for different people. They then asked how much those people thought the house should sell for. Here are their results.
Talk to me.
If your house smelled like socks and feet, They said $567,000. Now, this is a It's a huge house.
Why would anybody
Okay?
Let their house
socks
smell
and feet.
Like that?
Well, I mean, sometimes you got to sell it on the fly and you... What is that? Does he have a fan page? Buck Aaron?
Huh?
Has a fan page?
Don't get distracted. You got this.
Sorry. Okay. Number five. Say your house smells like chicken. Same house. $571,000.
Wow.
Coffee, $598,000.
Oh, okay.
Freshly baked bread, $617,000. We're up.
Wow.
We're getting on up there. Number two, brownies, $626,000. And number one, citrus, $648,000 from the $567,000.
Makes sense to me.
Pretty nutso. So, yeah, if you can make your house smell like oranges or brownies instead of athlete's foot, it'll seem like it's worth more money.
Yeah.
It's just the scent playing tricks on the buyer.
Remember that makes sense.
It does in a lot of ways. It makes one scent, and that scent is citrus.
I have to give a shout-out to my wife, because she always makes sure that our house smells so good.
I like that. We have these smell-good candles, and whenever Don's having guests over, I'll walk in and notice, oh, the smell-good candle. Mm-hmm. Nice. That's pretty good. A couple got married in Saudi Arabia over the weekend, and in the prenup, the woman agreed she would not use social media to post wedding photos. But right after the ceremony, she put some up on Snapchat.
Mm-mm.
So when the husband found out about 2 hours later, filed for divorce.
Oh, my gosh.
Wait.
Snapchat posts disappear, quote, in quotation marks, in 24 hours, which means this woman's post lasted 12 times longer than her marriage.
Oh,
okay. Oh, my goodness.
That's how they roll over in the Middle East, man.
Can you imagine?
That is crazy.
It's pretty nuts.
Why would... Okay. I don't even care. Who, I don't even want to know.
Who even know, dog?
Yeah.
Who even know?
Yeah.
Okay, check this out. Because it's election time, and I was actually wondering this myself. I've seen quite a few friends from different states posting photos of them at the voting booth.
Ooh.
And not every state allows you to do that. In fact, it's illegal some states to post a photo of yourself at the ballot booth. Okay, so we're gonna see what New Mexico says. As the election inches closer, election officials in New Mexico want to remind voters, don't document your day at the ballot box with a selfie. Social media has played a huge role during the 2016 presidential election when it comes to outreach, support, and just general knowledge of the election. Yet, election judges at polling sites don't want people snapping photos of themselves with a completed ballot. In fact, in New Mexico, it's against the law for voters to show their marked paper ballot to any person in such a way as to reveal its contents. It's a state law. And it's different in different states. So you might have friends on Facebook that live in different areas that are posting it. And you're like, hey, that's illegal. And then they're like, no, it's not. But in New Mexico, you cannot do it.
Cannot do it.
It's illegal. So don't do it.
Don't do it.
And if you're like, hey, that's stupid. I should be able to post a blah, blah, blah. No. Just don't do it.
Justin Timberlake just got in trouble for that.
That's what I thought we were talking about. That's where I thought we were going. Did you see that?
No.
He posted a photo of himself at the ballot box, was like, yeah, cast my vote. And it was like legal action immediately taken against him.
Whoa.
But thankfully, he's not facing any jail time. That's where I thought you were going. Now I got to dig this up.
Speaking of the scent in apartments and homes, our girl Renee, Morgan's wife,
yeah,
she used to work at an apartment complex. And she said she would bake cookies in apartments and then show the apartments and they would just gone.
Really?
Wow. Yeah.
That's the way to do it, man.
You just make it feel like a home, and a lot of times to feel like a home, it has to smell like a home.
Yep. Mm-hmm. So Timberlake posted a photo of himself at the little box and said, hey, you, I just flew from L.A. to Memphis to rock the vote. No excuses, my good people. There could be early voting in your town, too, if not November 8th. Choose to have a voice. Anyways, he got in a lot of trouble. However, he will not be facing... the lawman, after the picture he posted of himself voting, caught attention of the Tennessee authorities. It became illegal to take photos inside polling locations in Tennessee in 2015. And originally, the district attorney's office said it was made aware of a possible violation of state election law, and it was under review. Mm-hmm. However, they're like, can't stop the feeling, yep. Can't stop my feet.
Yeah. Did you say can't stop my feet?
What? Yeah. He's good. He's good. He's going to be okay. It's Justin Timberlake. You don't ever want to press charges.
Cry me a river,
just
Justin.
Just your body. Am I right?
How's Bill and Justin doing?
They're good, man. They're doing great.
They're doing all right?
Yeah, they're doing great. What are you talking about?
Our friend Brad, he said things might be on the out.
Stop it right now.
Hey, you're not supposed to talk about Brad.
Sorry. Gosh, you're thinking of the fact that he's on the outs. He's just stirring
up
the pot.
Turn his mic off real
he's
quick. He's just stirring up controversy. I need to address something.
What?
Hey.
I couldn't help it.
Stop it, bud.
Sorry.
This is the equivalent of you posting a selfie at the ballot box.
Yeah, but we're
don't
supposed
to. Don't do it.
You know what? We were supposed to meet Justin and Jess up in Big Sky.
Well, obviously.
Turn my mic back
what?
On.
Steve?
Stop it. Had enough.
Turn his mic back
you
on.
You. Well,
obviously, we can't talk about that.
I know,
man.
And I'm sorry.
So just
it's my
don't
bad.
Do it.
Turn my mic back on.
Okay. I just dumped all of this conversation.
Okay.
Sorry.
Stop it.
You stop it.
They're lovely. I really like that couple.
They're a beautiful couple.
They're like the new Brad and Angie. They got to like, because, you know, they,
yeah.
That was the pin.
You
this is like.
Nick
and I. Yeah, you
don't
better.
Ever play that again.
We'll be back.
The Morning Invasion with Dex, Steve-O, and Teo.
We had a very Darrison. But let's go hit Terrace Chase and listen to the bit and have the pit.
I was born in.
I was born in 1924.
1932.
1924.
I'm 102.
Yeah, I'm 104.
How long have I been a Cub fan? Since they began.
All my life.
Big fan then, a big fan now.
I've seen a lot of things in my time.
Oh, the waiting has been something terrible.
It's been a really long time.
I listen to them every day on my radio.
We had some poor teams.
I used to go to the old Cleveland Stadium.
One of the worst ballparks in the world.
Oh, 69 was a real heartbreaker.
The goat and all that.
That stupid goat.
Why would you want to put the goat in the ballpark?
It would mean the very world to me if they won the World Series.
The Cubs can wait for another 100 years.
Well, I'm not getting any younger, that's for sure.
I pray that they will win.
I'm damn sick and tired of waiting.
And they're old as dirt.
Waiting is the hardest part.
Okay, that's enough. We're singing now. Go Cubs, go! Oh, go Cubbies!
Cubbies won game two!
Yeah, Chicago Cubs returned the favor last night, defeating the Indians 5-1. I guess the Cubs pitcher, he was almost unhittable.
It was pretty great. In fact, he was unhittable until, what was it, the seventh inning or something like that?
Yeah, Jake
Arrieta
took a no-hitter into the sixth before it was broken up by a Jason Kipnis double. Some people blamed Fox for jinxing Arrieta because they showed a graphic just before the hit about how he had a no-hitting going.
He had a no-hitter going, man.
Man.
And it's, you don't talk about it. You just
you
don't.
You just don't talk about it. Come on.
They talked about it.
Yeah.
Shout out to Las Cruces. They said, yes, go Cubs! Kyle Schwarber is back. Can't wait for game three in Chi-Town.
Chi-Town.
Sam Swan, where you at?
How long was the game last night?
In a four-hour, four-minute game.
Yeah, 4 hours.
4 hours and 4 minutes. That is not okay.
Yeah.
That's an eternity.
Guys, it's okay.
No, it's not, Steve-O.
I would like to go on record and say that in true baseball fashion, we actually ended up watching the latest Flash episode in between.
Did you?
Watched the first couple innings. It was like, all right, Cubbies are going strong. Guys, want to watch the Flash real quick? All right. The funny thing is when we were finished with the Flash, we turned it back on, and the very next batter, base hit. And we're like, oh, no, we ruined it. We ruined it. But we finished out.
You know, we've been talking about Charlie Sheen and how a lot of people wanted him to do the wild thing.
Yeah.
Wild thing.
Well, he tweeted a video where he's watching Major League on the big screen, and then he walks in front of it wearing his Vaughn jersey.
No way.
And he says, go Trab.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
That's funny. He really wants that to happen.
The Indians and the Cubs, they've been ridiculed for most of the past 7 decades, but their World Series is a big draw. Tuesday's game had the largest TV audience for Game 1 in 7 years.
Okay.
That's pretty good.
That is good.
That's huge.
I mean, it's baseball. 7 years, that's it.
Baseball! Huh.
And Chicago Bulls, Dwayne Wade.
Yes.
And Cleveland's LeBron James.
Yeah, dude.
Have agreed to the terms of their World Series bet.
Oh, I can't wait to hear this.
Yo, what up, everybody? This is D-Wade. Here go that World Series bet everybody been waiting for. Bron, whoever team loses, the loser has to show up during the NBA season to the other guy's home game.
Wow.
Dressed as a team who won. Example. If the Chicago Cubs win in December when Cleveland comes to Chicago, you have to show up when you walk into the arena dressed as a Chicago Cub and vice versa.
Oh, man.
If the Cleveland Indians win in January when we come to town, I'll walk in dressed just like a Cleveland Indian. Nice. All right? So that's the World Series bet. Mm. Good luck, homie.
All right.
I like that.
That's a good bet.
LeBron is all in for the Cleveland Indians. He actually, did you see that he sent every single player a set of wireless Beats headphones?
No, no,
yeah.
Wow.
$300 headphones to everybody. I mean, obviously it's Bron, so he can afford it. But yeah, he sent a set of wireless headphones to every player saying they were noise canceling. And he said to shut out all the haters because when Golden State went up 3-1, everybody was saying there was no way Cleveland could come back and win. And he said they got to cancel all that out. So,
man.
Yeah. I thought that was cool.
Nice.
I like that.
Remember, we never had this guy on the show because he ended up canceling. Marcus Lemonis, the guy who hosts The Prophet.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, I was excited because I watched that show.
You love that show.
You do.
So,
love it.
Marcus saw this guy. On Twitter, somebody had posted a video of this 97-year-old World War II veteran.
Whoa.
His name's Jim. And
he's truly outrageous.
Yeah. And he decided that since this guy waited 71 years to see his team make it back to the World Series, he bought him front row World Series tickets. So
what?
He could go and watch.
Front row?
Front row.
I can't even fathom what that... Because you look at the front row and it's like, well, there's Eddie Vedder of Pearl Jam.
Right.
And there's John Cusack. And there's and it's just like the list of celebrities who could actually afford those tickets.
Well, now Jim Schneegel will be there.
Jim Schneegel.
He'll be sitting next to Eddie Vedder.
Man.
Yeah, back in 1945... a box seat ticket cost $7.50.
And he was actually at the series, wasn't he, in 1945?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
That's crazy. Imagine that.
We just got a text on the live line.
Yeah.
Are you talking baseball? You're going to put people to sleep and
I
cause
know.
An accident.
I'm sorry. This is big stuff. You know,
you know
I mean,
what, guys?
Speaking I'm not that, into it, but I'm trying to make like it as fun as possible.
We need to take a look at traffic.
Well, we will, Teo.
I'm just
it's coming. I know.
We also
out,
need
I
to give it. A birthday shout out because we got a request on.
Can I finish the story, please?
I mean,
oh, my gosh.
I apologize.
So a ticket now for a front row seat, $21,000.
Oh, my gosh.
It was $7.50, like $7.
$1,100.
Okay. Yeah. Per game. Okay. Mm. We're talking whole. If he's going to 3, 4, and 5.
Is this
in
is
Chicago?
This what was 70 something or 7,200 the other day?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I would never go to it. I would sell these tickets like hotcakes.
No, you would not.
Yes, I would.
You're crazy. I will tell you right now, you guys know my car situation and how dire it is for me. I would want to take my family to that game.
Man.
If we were raised like diehard fans of that team. You've got to go, man.
Yeah, I don't know. But yeah, so this Lemon has got in touch with the family and offered 2 front row tickets to the game.
2?
Yeah.
So he spent $42,000 on him?
The guy's worth $1 billion. This Marcus Lemonis
yeah,
guy.
But that's still an act of kindness. It doesn't matter how much money somebody has. If anyone, I don't care who it is, came up and was like, I would like to offer you this $42,000 whatever.
Yeah.
You cry.
Yeah.
You like snot bubble like Rick. You
cry
just
and you say, thank you. Thank you. And then you wait for them to walk off and then you say, hey, I got a ticket for sale. Anybody.
But here's what I'm going to do. Give me that Sharpie. Let me see your son's arm.
I love it. So there you go. Cubbies tied up.
Let's go.
Go, Cubs, go.
Go, Cubs, go.
Cubs win.
Cubs win.
Cubs win.
And on that note, it is 7:23.
High today of 77 degrees.
There you go, Tail.
Nothing going on traffic-wise.
Okay.
I wanted to quit talking about baseball.
All of that.
It's so boring.
Well, yeah, it is. But there's four people listening right now that are into it.
You know what's not slow and not sad and not boring? Birthdays, man!
Birthday, man!
Oh, birthdays.
We gotta give a shout-out. Amy chimed in and said, can I request a birthday song for my son?
Yes.
Josiah, he's 15 years old this morning. Needs a birthday shout-out.
Yeah, I don't know, man. It's
That was a really good setup.
Ain't nobody got time for that!
Whoa. Ma'am?
15, what's his name?
Ma'am? We do have time for that.
What's the song that he wants?
You know what song.
I don't know. She said the birthday song.
Chuck E. Cheese for my birthday.
Oh! Chuck E. Cheese for my birthday. Josiah, it's your birthday.
Chuck E. Cheese for my birthday.
Birthday.
Chuck E. Cheese.
Birthday. I got a real question, though. Why does anybody want to go to Chuck E. Cheese for their birthday? Are they wanting hepatitis or...
Stop it. Stop it.
We had a T-ball party this week, and those places scare me.
Stop it.
I will say they upped their game with the, what's that, like antibacterial stuff?
Oh, yeah.
It's everywhere.
Like I'm Donald on the walls. Trump, and I approve this message.
Thanks, the Donald. It's everywhere.
Like, if you jump in the ball pit there and then you like come out and you're like.
And you just want to bathe? There's like that antibacterial.
No, no. You
like,
come out because like once your hands sink into the ball pit, you bring them back out, but it's hand sanitizer. Yeah. It's not gross. It's like, where were the. Where was the bottle?
No, that's not hand sanitizer. That's why you need hand sanitizer everywhere.
I'm just speaking a dream.
Dude, next to the token dispenser, everywhere. It's everywhere.
Did you need more hand sanitizer? This is the sanitizer. Because we're not sure how sanitized.
Yeah, because inevitably you're going to sanitize your hands, but you have to touch the dispenser, and that's got germs on it.
Hey, you're such a germaphobe, man. It's all good, man. It's all good. 585 Live, if you'd like to chime in on the conversation. Coming up here a little after 7:30, Tim Tebow.
Oh, man.
Was interviewed.
Yes.
And he just got real American on us, man.
American.
And just, it was inspiring.
That's not American.
Oh, yeah.
It's American. Just human.
No,
I think it's just
American.
Motivation, inspiration.
That's what America represents. Motivation, inspiration, precipitation.
And here's the thing. This is how I know the Cubs are going to win the Super Bowl. You ready? Tim Tebow is inspirational. You're the Inspiration was sung by Chicago.
Oh.
The Cubs play in Chicago.
Okay.
I don't know if that's where they're from, but that's where they play.
You might be on.
It makes sense, Teo.
I know.
When you say it like that, it just...
I think in line with the script writers, and we've decided.
Who likes good news?
Good news, everyone!
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 The good news is, start reading.
Shout out to all the teachers listening right now. If you're a teacher, thank you for taking care of our kids. I wish you guys made millions like these professional athletes. You deserve it. This 33-year-old woman named Katie. Katie teaches first grade in North Charleston, South Carolina. And almost all of the students at her school come from low-income families. So last year, she took one of them to Walmart on his birthday to buy him some toys because his parents couldn't do it. And he asked for a bike, which she couldn't afford at the time. Then she found out most of her students didn't have bikes, and she decided it was one of those essential things that makes childhood so great.
Yeah!
So she recently started a GoFundMe campaign to buy bikes for every kid in her entire school, about 650 of them. And in the first month, she raised... How much do you think she raised?
$600. Oh, gosh. Well, you're talking about children and bicycles and people are suckers, $12,000.
$25,000.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
I shot high.
Oh, wait. Oh, this just in. As of last night, it was up to about 40 grand.
Okay. Can she buy my kids bikes? Because we don't have them. We don't have any bikes. My kids need bikes.
You're going to need a bike. You're
going to need bikes.
And I'll take a bike.
Each bike should cost around $100, so she needs a total of $65,000 to do it, which sounds like she's going to get it.
She is well on her way.
Going to get it. That's amazing. This teacher.
The entire school?
Yeah, 650 kids. So every kid gets a bike.
You get a bike, and you get a bike. We should have Oprah go and hand them out.
That would be awesome if Oprah stepped in and handled the bikes.
You get a bike, and you get a bike.
And then the lady's like, what do I do with all this money? And then Oprah was like, just buy yourself a really nice hot tub or something.
A hot tub?
Sounds like a good investment.
So if she raises that much, a bike shop in Charleston is going to customize all 650 bikes for free and put each kid's name on them.
Oh, my gosh.
And she's hoping to raise enough to buy them all helmets and bike locks, too.
Yeah. So. Like the gas one we were talking about yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
That kills you.
Pretty
awesome. Did you guys see this, this story about this Iowan man from Burlington, Iowa?
Mm-mm.
So check it out. Play that good news music again. This kind of goes along with what you're saying, Dad.
Who likes good news?
Good news, everyone.
Good news
about
is
helping
start
out.
Reading.
Start reading.
When Jerry Fenton stumbled across a story online about a young boy who brought two lunches to school so he could give one to
a
friend.
Oh, yeah,
yeah. Remember?
Great story.
This is the sequel.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man. That was an Albuquerque story.
Fenton thought, that's something nice that I could do, too. And I decided to take it a step further, he says. On Tuesday, he wrote a $700 check to the Burlington Community School District for school lunches for students at Grimes Elementary School, where he actually attended as a child. Most of the money will go to overdue lunch bills from children who haven't been able to pay for lunch, but are fed because the school doesn't want them to go hungry. That amount was more than $400. The rest of the donation is intended for future overdue lunch bills at Grimes Elementary.
Wow.
So he was inspired by the story that we actually talked about the other day.
Legit.
Mm-hmm.
And now he's doing it. Pretty awesome.
That is really cool.
Ripple effect.
Ripple effect. Oh,
that's a good ripple.
Yeah, hopefully these stories inspire you. Maybe you're a teacher out there. Maybe you've been thinking for a while. I want to do this for a family or maybe your students. You know what? Anything's possible.
It's so cool. The story that inspired Fenton's good deed is about Josette Duran, a mom in Albuquerque, New Mexico, whose son had asked her if he could have two lunches to bring to school so he could give one to a friend.
Mm-hmm. This is going to sound crazy, because I know it is a lot of money. But when you think about it in the grand scheme of things, like raising, what is it, $700?
Yeah.
So an entire school could be fed for a year? Guys, I got an idea.
Talk to me.
We got to go to break.
Were you saying we're going to open a school and pretend like we've got a lot of unpaid bills and then we'll just get money from people?
Are you going to pay for my family's lunch for
no.
the next...
What?
No.
Oh. Just spitballing here, man.
Okay.
Wait, why would you spit on somebody?
Got to take a break, guys. When we come back, Tim Tebow going to inspire us. You can hate on Tim Tebow all you want, but man...
Oh, man, I can't wait to talk about this. For all of you who just adore Stephen A. Smith, good news coming your way.
Be right back.
The Morning Invasion with Dax, Steve-O, and Teo.
Hey! What's going on in the news today?
A series of earthquakes rattled the area near Rome.
Donald Trump has gone back to North Carolina.
Hillary Clinton is concentrating this week on states like Florida, where early voting is already underway.
We can't take our foot off the gas even for a short time. Every vote counts. Just ask my friend, former Vice President Al Gore.
According to a new report, the global gender pay gap, the difference between what men and women earn for similar jobs, is a long way from being closed. The World Economic Forum, in its annual look at the gender pay gap, finds at the current pace of improvement, it would take 170 years to achieve parity. The U.S. ranks 45th on the list.
Game 2 of the World Series.
Ford says it will recall 412,000 of its older model SUVs to fix a problem with potential fuel leaks. The recall covers certain 2010 through 2012 model Ford Escapes and Mercury Mariners.
At the airport in Rapid City, South Dakota, police say an airline pilot showed up drunk for a flight to Salt Lake City.
7:38. Good morning.
Hi, today of 77 degrees. Good morning.
Another road.
Starting to get that typical morning time congestion all around the city. You guys be very careful. We do have an accident to report at Gibson Boulevard and Carlisle Boulevard. So if you're over in that neck of the woods, watch out for that. Good morning. That's your look at traffic.
This traffic update brought to you by Bear Canyon CrossFit, located at 9533 Osuna, Suite B, BearCanyonCrossFit.com, or 505-293-2101. That's 505-293-2101. Thanks again to Bear Canyon CrossFit for this traffic update.
Welcome to the program. Dex Steve O'Tail.
Hi.
Hi.
Steve-O found this great video that's circulating through the networks of social medias. And it is inspiring people to quit their jobs. It is inspiring people to choose.
It is not inspiring that. It's not doing any of that.
Yes, it is.
It inspired me to stand up and applaud because Stephen A. Smith, those who watch SportsCenter or any like sports programming, any of the shows, probably know Stephen A. Smith. He is obnoxious. He's kind of a jerk, but he also is arrogant and thinks he knows everything. So he was talking to Tim Tebow this week and straight up was like, look, man, you're a football player and you're a good football player. Why are you trying to be a baseball player when clearly you're a football player? That's Stephen A. Smith. That's his thing. Like he can't just be like, hey, man, no, you're trying. Because it's true. Tim Tebow was an excellent college football quarterback. Got to the NFL. But he was still very athletic. And even the Buccaneers, actually, were one of the teams. They were trying to get him to move to a different position because he's a phenomenal athlete.
Yeah.
But he wouldn't do it. And so he was asked by Stephen A. Why?
Like, play quarterback, your chances of success seems to be greater in the sport of football than baseball. So what's wrong with somebody looking at you and saying, that's what you should be doing?
Well, it's fine if they look at me and say, that's what I should be doing, but they're not me. And when are dreams based on chances? Dreams are based on something that's in your heart, that are passions, that are something that you want to go try, not on chances. I mean, I'm so grateful that I get to go pursue something, even if it's a long shot, versus something that, yeah, I might be able to go do and go do pretty well, but if it's not in my heart, why am I going to do that? You know, I think that's something that's unfortunate in society, is a lot of people just go do what they feel like they should do and live with the status quo and you know, go live by all these rules and hey, this is going to be okay, you know, just go accept your average 9-to-5 rather than striving for something, because the ultimate goal isn't to succeed or fail. The ultimate goal is to give it everything you have for something that's on your heart and a dream and pursuing that. And if you get to live out your dream every single day, then the result doesn't matter. I can look back 20-30 years from now and be able to look at this time and say, you know what, I gave everything I had to football, I gave everything I had to baseball, and I was able to live out some dreams. And in my opinion, that's pretty awesome.
Oh, I'm inspired. Wow. Yeah.
Tim Tebow. My favorite part is every time they try to flash over to Stephen A. Smith, because he was like, we'll get. And then by the end, it's just like, he just shut down.
Yeah.
Because you can't say anything against that. He was trying to tell him that his chances of success are way better in football than they are baseball. So I'm telling you, you should be playing football. And a lot of people are telling me you should be playing football. Mm-hmm. And it's like, that's great. Mm-hmm. Thanks to those people who tell me what I should do. But they're not me. Dude.
Real deal. Real deal right there.
Love him or hate him for the game that he played. Yes, he wasn't the best quarterback in the world. But I'll tell you what, every time Tim Tebow comes on the scene and has a microphone in front of him, that guy says things that are amazing.
He does a good job.
Yeah.
That's good.
You know what? He's Clark Kent.
What?
He's Clark Kent.
He's not
Clark Kent.
Wait. Clark Kent, Tim Tebow.
Yes.
What if it's fake? What if that's just like his...
That's his street name.
Yeah.
He's Superman, guys.
He could be Superman!
He's Superman!
His real name is Tim Tao. And he is my clone. And now I've got to take him out. Oh my gosh, it's so
hard. Man,
all of these clones.
I hope that inspires people to stand up and realize, like, we are all created by this phenomenal God, and we've all been given these incredible abilities. And it seems that a lot of times we do just kind of settle for the mundane, for the easy, for the 9-to-5, for the whatever, because it's like, well, but I'm good at, I can do this. And we just kind of squash our dreams or what we, and man, I remember clearly there's a scripture that tells us we're to take every thought captive. And I used to always like ingest that with a negative connotation, but every thought, we have good thoughts, we have bad thoughts. What about taking those good thoughts captive, those good ideas that God puts within us, and use those toward the dream that he put within you to do something amazing? Like this mom who just wanted to make an extra meal for a kid, and in turn, that got a school rallied together, and they were able to buy meals for every kid in the school in Albuquerque. And it didn't stop there, because a dude in Iowa saw that story and went to his elementary school and paid off meals for the entire school. It's loaves and fishes, man.
Did you say you're receiving?
This little boy, he had loaves and fishes, and Jesus took it and he multiplied it by that one little act. Multiplied by thousands. Go do something good and inspire your neighbor to do something amazing as well, and it'll multiply, and we'll make the world a better place.
True, guys. Yes.
We can make America great again.
Stop
Wait,
it.
No, sorry.
Stop it.
No.
No. Little good things always have big good ramifications.
Okay.
Little good things always have big good ramifications.
Guys, this speech already inspired the Starmie. Someone chimed in and said, thank you, Tebow. I'm now going to achieve my dream of being an airplane.
I am going to be a Tyrannosaurus Rex. Hey, speaking of the live line, another person says Tebow has inspired them to tell us that Unser southbound just before Cabazon Road in Rio Rancho is down to one lane.
Oh, just
due to an accident. Stay in the right lane. I'm also seeing a rollover accident at Unser Boulevard and I-40. It's like it just happens right after we do traffic.
Preach it!
What? So there's a rollover.
I just waiting for you to pop out the hanky. Ha!
And then you start cowering. Did you strike me? I didn't even feel it.
I thought I hit Dale in the face.
You could never. I have a force field. This is the moneymaker.
Dude, your muscles. I thought I hit you in the forehead.
Did it feel like my skull?
Rock.
It did.
A rock.
Sorry,
man.
That was my forearm.
Yes, it's like a rock.
Yeah.
My hand is hurting.
Hey. Rollover accident, I-40 and Unser. Watch out for that. It is starting to cause a lot of congestion on 40 eastbound.
It's not good.
I would suggest avoiding the area.
Dexter, we're going to the gym today.
Going to the gym today.
We're
going to
do it, man.
Guys,
we're doing
I am it. So
All right?
sore.
Living the dream.
Yeah, it's tough.
I'm sore.
It's tough.
I'm so sore. Shout out to Teo. He's gone 3 days in a row.
Teo.
We took yesterday off.
Today will be 4.
Two
and
on,
that's
one
why
off.
I'm so sore. And tomorrow will be 5.
Yeah.
Hopefully I'll still be alive.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Going back to what Tim Tebow had to say.
No.
Very inspiring
it is.
Words. I mean, so many of you are listening right now that are probably working a job that you can't stand.
True.
You're not happy. You maybe you're making good money, but you're just miserable, you know?
Yeah.
Maybe it's time to just switch gears. And I'm not saying quit your job, but I'm saying...
Honey, I quit my job!
I'm saying life is short.
Kids don't have health insurance anymore, and
God
we can't afford our mortgage.
You special gifts. And maybe you're not using those gifts in the right area. So maybe you need to take that leap of faith.
That's true.
If you can, financially.
Yeah.
What do you say there, Starmie? Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, buddy.
So I wish I would have heard that like 2 days ago when me and my son were putting together a Gundam Barbados little, you know, those freaking little, oh, my God, it took us like 5 hours.
That's good, though.
It was incredible.
You got to kick it with your kid and build something. That's awesome.
Oh, yeah, it was really good. But these parts are so tiny, and we don't have tiny fingers. So, like, putting these little pieces, we must have dropped them on the floor, and we must have been looking like some meth addicts on the carpet.
Okay. Come
on. I love you guys.
Right, love you.
I love you, too.
Calm it down, pool boy.
Goodness sakes.
Wait. So he needed Tebow's speech to help him build like a Lego set? Is that what Pool Boy just said?
Hey, exactly. Whatever you're going through right now, you're feeling like giving up?
Don't give up.
You just listen to that speech.
It'll
make you keep going.
Well, that's why I posted this story about the guy from Iowa
yes.
on our Facebook page, because inspiration. It's like, I want to do something. I want to do something. And then so many people think what I've got to do has to be huge. But it doesn't have to be huge.
Right.
The little bitty good things that we do cause the biggest ramifications.
Yep. Yeah. Like huge impact.
Huge. This guy in Iowa got inspired, and he paid for an entire school's luncheon because of a story he heard about a lady here in Albuquerque.
Which started with a little boy who saw another little boy sitting alone and, what was it, eating like crackers? He didn't have a lunch?
He didn't have any lunch. So that little boy went home and asked his mom if she could make an extra lunch to send to school for the other little boy.
It started with a child. Seriously, man. Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
I love it.
I know. Amazing.
585 Live. You can chime in if you'd like, or 338-3700. Good morning.
I wanted to chime in on the what Dex said.
Please do.
I want to say that I'm going to tell my family today that Dex told me to quit my job.
Okay.
Well, okay. Well,
it sounds like you heard him exactly right.
That's you're hearing what you want to hear, and
hear what you want to hear. So.
Maybe you need to though, man. Let's just take a step back.
Okay.
Thanks for calling, man.
That's a good idea, Dex.
You bet, buddy. Good luck.
All right, man. Gosh.
Godspeed.
Las Cruces, i.e., Pool Boy, just chimed in and said, "It's not a freaking Lego set, Steve-O!" No! They're like it's like a model. They're like these tiny little, here. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's like a little anime model.
Beautiful. Well,
yeah.
Be like this teacher who raised enough money to buy every kid in her school a bike. Almost 700.
Yeah, it is.
Bikes. That's crazy. Oh. And just because she reached out on Facebook and said, you know what, I want to do something good for these students because they all deserve a bike. Think about what a bike did for our childhood. Just a simple bike. It changed my childhood.
It gave you adventure.
It made my life worth living when I was a child.
I think it could start with our mindset as well because I've always been, I have this negative bend and I don't know why. That I just don't think I'm good enough or I can't accomplish something. And which, by the way, this week's episode of This Is Us.
Oh gosh,
I was like snotty crying. I'm just gonna tell you guys, it's my favorite show possibly of all time.
I don't
this
want
point.
To cry,
dude. That's I what Chrissy's saying. I'm like, Chrissy, watch this show with me, and she's like, but no. Like yesterday, I'm not even kidding. She calls and I'm like blowing my nose. I'm sorry. It's the greatest show I've ever seen.
I don't like that.
I'm like this negative Nancy. Like I'm constantly. Saying, I'm not good. I'm not strong enough. I'm not good. Whatever. And shout out to our girl, Amy, at Bear Canyon, because she constantly gets after me because I'm like, I can't. And she's like, if I hear one more thing from you, I'm making you do more. And I'm like, well, that's not going to help because I can't do it. And it's like, all right, that's it. 10 more. Now. And I'm like, oh, I can barely do one. But then when you stop being so negative and I like will myself essentially and realize I can do this,
receive it.
I can get through. Shut up.
It's so funny.
I can get through it, man. But it starts with our brain, you know? Like, seriously.
Receive.
I hate you guys so much.
I love it.
Can I inspire you guys just one more time?
I'm waiting for you to.
Oh. Let me talk to you guys real quick before we
break. Is this the inspo music?
Apparently.
Let me inspire you for a second.
Is this like Dave Myers hanging out in a bedroom?
It all started with an 8-year-old student. This 8-year-old attends Gatewood Elementary in Oklahoma City. He decided he wanted to do something very special for his teacher.
Yeah. What?
He was walking to school.
Huh?
And he noticed a dead squirrel on the ground. He picked up that dead squirrel and put it in his backpack.
Wait, this is getting a little
brought it to his teacher and said, "Teacher, we're making squirrel dumplings tonight."
What?
Teacher!
And I would like to bring you some tomorrow.
Wait.
His mom spoke to Fox 25's Kylene Mills.
I can't tell if this is real.
Explaining that the child's father will occasionally joke about making squirrel dumplings for dinner. But she never thought he would actually try to make good on the offer. She posted a picture of the squirrel inside the boy's backpack. This picture has 79,000 shares, 75,000 reactions.
Stop it!
There's the dead squirrel in the backpack.
beautiful.
Yeah, yeah,
it's beautiful. Inspire people around you.
Receive
tiny,
this.
Tiny
Receive it! Yeah, receive it!
That's the funniest thing you've ever done.
Here's the full there Facebook was. Post, okay? When the principal calls to tell you that your son has made her day, so you get excited for the good news, only to find out that the faculty has discovered a dead squirrel in the backpack.
Nothing like that. It's a dead squirrel.
It was a dead squirrel in a $50 Pottery Barn backpack.
Okay.
When asked by the principal what possessed him to pick up this dead squirrel and store it in his backpack, my son replies with, "I really wanted squirrel dumplings for dinner tonight." Then she asked if I actually want the squirrel to come home with him.
Okay. I love it. And I gotta say, I support it.
Oh, man.
We have audio.
Hey, what is that you have there, Thea?
A squirrel. It's dead.
You have a dead squirrel, huh?
Uh-huh. Wee. Squirrel. Don't touch him.
No.
Inspired.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
That's real.
Beautiful tapestry.
I can't breathe. Oh my
God! I think we've all learned a very important lesson today.
Gosh!
Oh, man.
It truly is the little things that keep this world spinning around.
It sure is.
Gosh!
Beautiful.
It sure is.
Listen, guys, live out your dream, as Tim Tebow said. Dexter could have been an assistant manager at Wendy's because he's slower than others, and he doesn't have a good physique.
Quite a bit
and
slower.
And he's just, you know, not the smartest guy in the world.
Yeah, it takes
him a long time to do things. And yet, without him today, I would not have gotten the ab workout I just got over this child and a dead squirrel.
Man.
So,
beautiful.
Follow your dreams.
You.
All right?
So inspiring.
Follow your dreams.
I want to say horrible things right now, but I'm just going to go to break.
Don't do it.
We'll be right back.
Morning Invasion with Dax, Steve-O, and Teo.
We are back.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Hello.
High today of 77 degrees. Good morning.
Teo, why don't you inspire people with traffic?
Traffic! Don't forget, guys, there's a rollover accident. Unser Boulevard at I-40. We heard up in Rio Rancho. Unser and Cabazon, there was another accident earlier. A lot of congestion on 25 southbound, which you hop off of Paseo. And another accident, Gibson Boulevard at Carlisle Boulevard. I am amazed at the turn that this song
Dude,
took.
Same.
And that's your look at traffic.
Traffic!
That's enough. Thanks. I don't know what happened there. It just took a different direction.
Took a different route.
Hello, Starmie.
Oh, hi.
Dex, Steve-O.
Tio.
Teo.
Uh-huh.
Morning Invasion.
Heart.
Real quick, before we jump into our next scheduled event, Hacienda Ball. It's coming up.
It is coming up.
We'd like you guys to hang out with us. We're going to be emceeing the Hacienda Ball. And it's all to benefit ABQ Heading Home. 100% of what they raise goes to ABQ Heading Home.
They're a really rad organization that helps limit homelessness in families, in that they provide housing. And not just temporary. We're talking they provide a permanent residence for families in need who maybe lost a job. You know, I mean, a lot of people, especially if you're living paycheck to paycheck, many of us are just a couple missed paychecks away from that. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. That's a reality. And so
my family and I, we were almost in that position if it wasn't for a family that was listening to the show.
Yeah. Yeah, for real.
We were almost homeless.
So they're a phenomenal organization here in the Albuquerque community that provides housing, permanent housing.
to families experiencing homelessness, and the goal is to keep it short-lived for them, that homelessness. And so we're teaming up with them. We're going to be emceeing the Hacienda Ball. Our boy Steven and his lovely bride, Julia, are actually dancers. It's kind of like a Dancing with the Stars type competition.
Yeah, do we have a list of all the celebrities that are dancing?
Steven's going to dance.
I'm sure I can go to the website.
Go to the website so we can talk about that. We've only mentioned Steven Christian.
Well, that's because it's all that matters.
Formerly of the band Anne Berlin. And his beautiful wife going to be dancing, but I don't know who else is going to be there.
Yeah, well, it's November 12th, by the way, 2016. And you can check out all the details at headinghome.org. That is the organization that we're teaming up with. Look at last year's photo. Teo with that beard.
Teo.
You got some good.
Hey, it's Teo.
Some good stuff. So, and here's basically what it is. You can vote for your favorite, quote, celebrity. They're partnered with a dance instructor or a professional dancer. And this year, Steven and Julia are not partnered with a professional dancer. They are the dancing team, kind of like last year, Teo and I. But they do have an amazing coach in Patty. She's the owner of CSP Dance. So every year they have these professional dancers come in with these local celebrities. And that's what they do, yo.
It's fun stuff.
So how about this? Jason Witter. He is an author, so local to the Albuquerque area, and I believe he writes children's books, because I remember our girl Heidi was freaking out, because he's a writer. Yeah. Yeah. He's awesome.
You're
wow.
Awesome.
Look at this. The Tiniest Vampire. Have you ever heard of The Tiniest Vampire?
No.
Yeah, he's written some pretty amazing things. So, Tiniest Vampire.
I'm a vampire. I'm a vampire from the cave.
Guys, I think we just got replaced.
Oh.
It says, an awesome DJ will keep Hacienda Ball goers young and old, dancing into the night.
That's Joey.
Yeah. He replaced us. We're
no,
not
dude, that's
guys.
Different. No, we're emceeing the event. That's because there's going to be an actual DJ.
Yeah, he's going to run the show.
Wicka, wicka, woo!
Would you put your ego down and let Joey do what he's going to do?
The program.
We're not off the program.
Who's that guy in his underwear?
That man in his underwear.
That was last year. That was risky business. Gosh, I wish you guys would just keep up.
Yeah, get a table if you can. Your business out there and you can afford a table, get one.
Headinghome.org. 100% of the proceeds benefit Heading Home. And as I mentioned, we love teaming up with them because they're a great organization.
Guys, look at that beard.
I need a suit, guys.
Check this out, dude. 646 individuals and family members have been housed because of Heading Home. They have a Vets Heading Home program where they've already housed 29 new veterans in homes.
Beautiful.
Gosh. They've helped men transition into housing. 1,738. It's just, they have so many different programs. The Keeping Families Together program, the ABQ Opportunity Center, it's a men's shelter, the Heading Home where they actually provide housing. And as I mentioned, 646 family members have been housed.
It's great, man.
Yeah. So they help save lives by housing people experiencing homelessness who are the most likely to die on the streets. So man. They're utilizing the most amount of services. So trying to help shut that door, man.
Yeah, make plans. Come and hang with us, Hacienda Ball, raising money for ABQ Heading Home.
Yeah.
Okay.
Headinghome.org.
We have Frank and Toon coming up for a chance to win Winter Jam tickets.
Oh, snap!
That's coming up in just a little bit. But first, let's jump into what you found that you wanted to talk about, the NES system. Let's talk about that.
Yeah, dude, throwback. This is quite classic. But
classic!
I don't know if this is going to make people happy or sad.
Sad.
Because we're all grown-ups now. Oh, of course. My story was taken away.
Taken away?
Yeah. The NES. The classic Nintendo NES.
NES.
We announced this. We talked about it. Nessie. But the NES Classic Edition is essentially this little video game system that houses original Nintendo games. It's launching November 11th. pre-orders.
So excited.
Which is, you know, like tomorrow, the brand new, like, Pokemon 3DS blah, 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 is coming out. And my son, that's what we helped get him for his birthday. So he's excited. He's getting a new system yesterday. But we had to pre-order it a long time ago.
Gosh,
so that you could, like, possibly get one.
You already did it.
I forgot to. I keep forgetting Jack's
it's over.
Birthday gift. We,
dude, it's been weeks. Don't worry about
it anymore.
I know,
seriously.
Don't even worry about it. Here's the interesting thing. The NES Classic Edition, which will quite possibly be one of the hottest Christmas gifts this holiday season, launches November 11th, and so far, no retailers have decided to take pre-orders for the original NES.
Whoa. I'm
talking about GameStop, Best Buy, any of these places. Well, hints from GameStop, because nobody's really talking about it, but on Twitter, the official Twitter page answered one fan who said, GameStop, will your stores have pre-orders for the NES Classic? GameStop announced, we will not be taking pre-orders on the NES Classic. It will be available in stores on 11/11. So here's the deal. Remember back when we were kids, or maybe you were a young adult, and there was something like the original Xbox or whatever it was,
mm-hmm.
and you had to camp out for that Mamma Jamma?
Yeah, you did.
You couldn't just, like, pre-order it. It was like, okay, I got to be at Best Buy.
First come, first serve.
11 p.m.
Yep.
It releases in 2 days. Not even being funny.
That's old school.
It's looking like, with the NES Classic being old school, they're throwing it old school, and they will not be doing pre-orders. You actually have to camp out
for
it. I don't know why you're applauding that.
I think this is awesome. Are you kidding me?
He does think it's awesome.
We need to go back to that time.
We do.
No.
Pre-order schmee-order.
Good. What?
Good.
No pre-orders anymore.
It's a nice rhyme.
Oh, man.
Schmee-order.
Have you guys ever camped out for anything? Did you ever, like...
Yeah, a few times.
I haven't camped out. I did, when we were younger, I did the early morning Black Friday thing.
Yeah, see, I've done that.
But I've never camped out.
That was kind of a camp out, because this was back in the day when there were these things called cameras.
Yeah.
It had like a certain amount of like megapixels.
Never heard of it.
Yeah. And it was a digital camera, and you like pressed a button and it captured a moment for eternity. Mm. It was crazy. Yeah. They don't really make them anymore. My wife wanted a digital camera, and there was like, I think it was Best Buy, one of the places was having like the Black Friday thing. I was like, I'm getting her this camera. Mm-hmm. And I camped out overnight with a bunch of crazies, and I got it. Ended up getting the camera. But it was, that was crazy. And then our buddy Johnny B, guitar player for the Echoing Green and bestie, he actually camped out, I remember, for the Xbox 360 and was not prepared, because that launched in like November. Which, think about this, November in New Mexico is freezing. So people are going to be camping out for this original Nintendo. I had to bring him a sleeping bag. Like, I had this, you know, cold weather Sub-Zero sleeping bag that was my dad's hunting sleeping bag that I took him, because it was like, dude, what is wrong with you? But he camped out at the old Target.
Yeah, back when I worked at The Edge, I remember we used to have to do midnight release parties.
Oh,
and the Harry Potter book, when that came out.
I was at one of those.
That was crazy.
Goblet of Fire. Borders.
Goblet of Fire. And just weird people at that one.
Well, yeah. Hey, it's Harry Potter.
I was at
a few of those. But that's not camping out. Yeah. Those were like, hey, you pre-ordered the book, you get there at midnight and you stand in a really long line. This is you can't pre-order it. You literally are going to have to like chance it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I
don't know how I feel about it. I get it. It's throwback. It's kind of cool.
I don't have any feelings.
Yeah, we got it. We need to go back to buying concert tickets that way.
Foo Fighters this year had to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Had to do that because the Foo Fighters were like, we're tired of people, you know, scalping our tickets. So you had to go to the actual box office, and it was pretty amazing. I felt like a champion when I actually got floor tickets. You know? But on the flip side, think about. I'm sure my kids are going to want this. I'm sure a lot of little kids are going to want this.
Yeah.
And to not be able to pre-order something, there's no way. I'm a grown man now. I can't camp out overnight for a stupid video game.
You don't love your kids enough to camp out for them?
Okay.
Because I would.
338-3700.
If you'd like to chime in, what did you camp out for?
Yeah, I want
to
know.
Yeah, what was the last thing that you had to camp out for? Maybe it was for your kids to get them something. Maybe it was for you.
I feel like the pre-order makes it safer as well, though. You pre-order something, you know you're guaranteed to get it, right? And you don't
have to.
Takes
the magic out of it, though.
The magic of what? Possibly getting robbed at 1 a.m. because you're standing outside a GameStop?
The adventure.
Mm-mm. I don't know. I kind of feel like this is a bad move. I understand the nostalgia behind camping out to get a video game system, but man, oh man.
I can totally see how great this would be for people like me who are fat, who hate people, and never leave their house.
That means you're just never going to get one.
This makes me get up off my couch so I can go and get some exercise, breathe some fresh air. You got to do it, man. You got to get out of that house.
Ironically enough, or oddly enough, that's not irony. Oddly enough, the system releases the day before the Hacienda Ball. So we will not be camping out because we've got a job to do.
Well, we could hire a stunt kid.
What?
Yeah.
It's a Friday,
that
man.
That stunt kid is worth having when you can send him out to
I was a friend of our stunt kid. I won't say who. But when the very first iPhone released, I was in line. I was stunt boy.
You were stunt boy?
I was stunt boy. I was there. I was radio minion that stood in line.
Did you see Dilbert out there?
For hours
was
and
it
hours
Matt Gentry?
At the Apple store. Psh, Matt Gentry doesn't have that authority over me.
I don't know. I saw a video of him last night commanding wolves.
What?
It was
phenomenal.
Really?
So we were like front in line so that our good friend could skip the line.
Someone said it's going to be like Tickle Me Elmo all over again.
Yeah! Dude, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah. It's going to be crazy. Parents are going to be like punching each other at Toys R Us for this stupid thing.
Speaking of Tickle Me Elmo, good grief. Do you know the Elmo that they have now?
Wait. Is it Ride With Me Elmo?
I don't know what it does.
I like Ride With Me Elmo. You just stick him in the passenger seat and he's like, yeah.
No.
Bumping jams.
It's
he picks the playlist. He's like, yo, dog.
It's Love to Learn Elmo.
Love to Learn?
This thing is, number one, it's expensive. But so it's got an interactive experience. You buy an app that works with the toy.
It's like Teddy Ruxpin
to learn new phrases.
Gosh.
And it gets smarter. It'll do your taxes.
Nope. What?
It'll start controlling the temperature and the environment in your home.
Hello, this is Elmo.
Oh, hey, Elmo.
That's not real. That is not real.
And then for even more fun, you can tickle Elmo to hear him giggle or touch his hand and his belly, and he'll play bongo music. So it's all...
Kids, look at these crayons. Kids, look at these crayons. Kids, look at these crayons. Uh-huh. I make art.
What?
Kids, look at these crayons.
It's Elmo.
Was that Elmo?
Mm-hmm.
I make art.
Oh, wow. Elmo, they have a Kill Me Elmo. It. They have a Jihad Elmo.
No, they don't.
They do.
They do not. You take that back right now.
Oh, my gosh.
Take it back.
No, I'm not going to.
Okay, listen to this.
Is that Ride With Me Elmo? Sorry. Listen. I think you just found Ride With Me Elmo.
Love to Learn Elmo is a cuddly plush toy that knows your child's name. Now toddlers and preschoolers can play personalized learning activities right along with their best friend Elmo. You get this app, and it delivers the customized play experience for the child. When parents select their child's name, the desired subject, the level, favorites in the app, the Elmo toy will talk and play with your kid based on your selections through the app.
Okay.
Hmm.
So weird. That's crazy.
This is Elmo. Please buckle your seatbelt.
See? Ride With Me, Elmo.
Ride with
me. If you want to go and take a ride with
me.
No, okay. It's with
me. Why are you putting Steve into the Elmo commercial?
Because Elmo's my passenger dog. Gosh!
Is Elmo your co-pilot? Because that's what you should have said.
Oh, man. People are chiming in on camping out. I camped out for Chick-fil-A in Fort Worth. Free Chick-fil-A for a year. Actually, 52 coupons, but I did it. Ah, nostalgia.
I did it.
Somebody else said, I once waited in a long line for a Lotaburger burrito. That's every time you go.
Wow.
That doesn't count. That's for real. Gosh, those lines are stupid. Our boy Thebes, him and Harvey camp out overnight before the Rose Parade every New Year's Eve.
Mm.
They still do that. Somebody else said, Furbies. And our boy Pool Boy said, Chucky lives!
Chucky!
Yeah, dude, that's terrifying. No, thank you. My kid, which by the way, man, now that I have kids, I get why my mom might have accidentally let me watch movies that she had no knowledge about. We were at the old Mart of Walls, and the, you know, it's Halloween time, so they're putting up like these classic films. So it's like Frankenstein and Dracula, and they've seen those. We own all the 1930s horror movies. Well, bundled next to it was Child's Play.
Oof.
Child's Play. And Luke's like, can we watch this one? I'm like, no, you can't watch this one. He's like, yeah, but it's just about a stupid doll. And I'm like, no.
Real.
Maybe when you're 30 and you make
That's
your own
right.
decisions.
You right. can't stop this.
No, we stop this. We're parents. We're the adults. It was stopped. No more. It was crazy.
Good
yeah.
parenting. Good parenting
yeah,
skills.
Yeah, dude.
Oh, my God.
Are you kidding me? Child's play?
Guys, when we come back after the break, I found the story of stories.
Oh, I have that.
You've got this in
yeah.
there?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Good.
But you can
good,
totally
good, good,
take
good,
it, buddy.
No, no,
it's
no.
right here in the prep, right here, buddy. You can have this.
I don't read any area of the prep except for my own.
I'm gifting it to you.
You know that, right?
Wow.
Gifting it to you, buddy.
Because you told me a long time ago, you said, you don't ever look at another area of the prep or I'm going to punch
don't.
You right in your stupid
wow.
face.
I never
said
that.
I'm sorry, Dex. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. And you said, and I'm going to punch you again in your stupid
you know
face. And I'm going to sit on you.
I told you not to tell people about that.
Weird. This is
I'm
guys, it's weird. We'll live through
you
this together.
You left my mic on.
Friends.
What?
Huh?
What? Oh.
No.
Yeah.
Here, turn.
I did it.
Turn your mic off.
You
again.
Did it.
Turn my mic off, too.
Now we can talk. Wait, what?
I told
why did they turn?
You
okay.
Not.
So, guys, this
okay.
is kind of like the time when you're
don't
dealing with your friends
this.
And they're
don't
arguing and it's uncomfortable.
Now.
And you want to get out of the situation, but you obviously can't
now.
Because you're stuck in the corner
it's
of the room.
Yep.
They're literally blocking the door. I don't even know
Hello?
What to do. Huh? What? Somebody said I camped out at Target for a Nintendo Wii.
I'm sorry, sir.
Illinois. Shout out to our friends in Illinois. They just chimed in. Said, I once got free fries for a year from a Mickey D's from camping out. Got fries every day for a whole year.
Wow.
I was pretty sick of them after like
fat?
A month.
Yeah. Are you fat is not something we
That's
ask
not
our
something
audience.
You're allowed to ask.
Sorry.
Gosh.
Thought my
wow.
mic was off.
Are
wow.
you fat?
I'm going to post a story. We want to know what's something that you camped out for. Or have you ever? Maybe you haven't. Maybe it's time you camp out for this for us.
Yeah, think about your kids, Steve-O. Think about my kids.
Yeah, I
think
trust
about
me.
Little Johnny
oh,
Danger.
Oh, I know my kids
They've
want this.
They've never camped out before. They don't know the experience.
Are you saying I need to camp out with Jack and
yeah!
Luke?
Yeah! How cool
oh,
would that be? They would
snap.
Love it.
That would be fun. Can I go?
Yes.
I'll be there.
Are
that.
You serious?
Yeah, we can set up a tent.
What's going down?
We can set up a barbecue.
Oh, man. Wait, what? That is not...
Oh, sounds like a good idea.
Wow. Mm-hmm. It would be great. All right, you can definitely chime in. Let us know. What was the last time that you camped out for? What item were you camping out for? Maybe it was old school. Maybe it was something. I love how businesses are starting to do this again. I think it's great.
No.
This is, yes.
Until somebody gets stabbed by a clown over
Stop
an
it.
NES.
No.
I'm just saying.
No. If a clown comes after a crowd of people, the crowd will destroy the clown.
Mm.
It'd be a proverbial circus.
Mm-hmm. Guys, it's time.
Thank you.
The Morning Invasion.
It can't be time.
Yeah, it's, I have to do it. We have to do a round.
Frankentune.
Oh, no!
338-3700. If you'd like a chance at some Winter Jam tickets, who's going to be at Winter Jam, fellas?
Oh, gosh. Let's see. Matthew West, David Crowder, Britt Nicole,
Randy.
Red, KB and Tadashi are going to be there. That's going to be amazing.
Way.
Mandisa will be there. Will be there.
Abraham Lincoln.
Gosh, it's going to be phenomenal. Captain Crunch
Donald
is going to
be there.
The actual person, not the cereal.
Man,
yeah.
I love it. 338-3700. You call in, you play a round of Frankentune. If you can guess the tune... Boom, you win Winter Jam tickets. It's pretty
wow.
simple, people.
Still got it.
Now, I will
simple.
Say this. You're going to win a coupon.
Coupon.
That is good for one ticket to Winter Jam. Because Winter Jam's one of those at the door, you don't get them in advance, you just get them.
Well, then we give them
two. Speaking of camping out.
Can we give them two coupons? We just can't give the person one ticket.
No, what I'm saying is we're going to give them multiple. It just doesn't guarantee. You still got to, like, you know, get there early, Nintendo. Like, you got to, you know, this coupon, general admission.
Love it. Hey, thanks for calling. Turn
Hi.
That radio down.
Hi. Hi.
Hi, I'm calling for the Winter Jam ticket.
Winter Jam! How many people in your family?
Three of us. My There's... husband and my daughter.
Oh, okay.
Good.
We're going to give you three then if you
no,
get this
not.
Right. Yeah, we are. Look at this. I just shelled out
Yay.
Three right here.
All right.
Three.
Do you know how Frankentune
broke the
works?
Rules.
Do you know how to play?
No.
Okay,
oh,
this is
man.
This is Frankentune. What I have here is Frankenstein loves to sing. And I caught him singing some TV
Humming.
Theme song. No,
oh.
he was singing. That's
he was
how he sings.
Singing?
Yes. That's how he sings.
Okay.
And I caught him singing TV theme songs. Mm-hmm. Frankenstein are best. We're best friends because I can barely
They're
talk.
Besties.
He can't
They're
talk.
Besties. Yeah. He is the Igor to Doctors Frankenstein.
Don't tell people
that. I'm a doctor as well.
So what I'm going to do is I'm going to play this tune from Frankenstein. You just have to name this TV theme song. Okay.
Oh, great.
We'll try it. Sometimes it doesn't work through the board. If for some reason you can't understand it at all, let us know.
We got your back.
Steve-O and Taya will jump in and help out, okay?
Yeah. Yeah, we will.
Are you ready to play Frankentune?
Okay, yes, I'll try.
Here we go. Name this tune.
Teo, do you have any idea? TV theme. I have no idea.
That sounds like nothing.
Can you play? I'm sorry. Can you play it one more time?
Are you kidding me?
Just one more time.
Hey. Frankenstein is cannot carry a tune. If you gave him a giant
Frankenstein,
bucket,
if you're listening, earmuff it. Earmuff it. Here
what?
It is one
sounds
more
like
time.
He is earmuffing.
This
every
is
time
an easy one. Going to give you the option. Would you like Steve-O or Teo to try to help you out with this?
Hang on. Steve-O?
Yeah.
Yes.
Please. Come on, man. You can
no,
do this.
Bad answer. I'll take Teo.
Well, okay. I can help. Can I just... I'm just the beginning. Can I just hear it? I'm sorry.
Okay. This is it. Just, I'm not going to play it again
fine,
after this.
Fine.
Good grief, man.
Leave it TV. Imagine.
Frankenstein is the worst.
You look. That's what I was thinking. Is it Full House?
I think it's
Full
House.
House. Yes!
Oh! Good job!
Oh my gosh, that was impossible!
No, it wasn't. He nailed that. Frankenstein nailed that.
It doesn't even sound like Full House.
It did not. The only thing was Milkman, Paperboy, Even TV was the only like. And then I was like, wait, could this be?
Oh, beautiful. Oh, all right. We're going to hook you up with some Winter Jam tickets, okay?
Thank you.
Hang on the line.
That was,
Frankenstein
that was
is
easy.
Literally the worst. We had people chiming in. Somebody said Family Matters, Sesame Street, the
Family
Brady
Matters
Bunch.
Was the one I was leaning towards. I was like, Family Matters?
Cheers.
But we learned the other day that the same guy wrote the Full House, the Family Matters, and the Step by Step theme songs, and they sound very similar.
Okay.
And that man made a lot of money, I'm sure.
Oh, see, you do the... Gosh, you need to talk to Frankenstein because
you don't do the melody.
Like,
you do like
wait,
the background
need
stuff.
Me?
No, well, no,
me?
Frankenstein.
Thank
Frankenstein
you.
I said you need to talk to him because he does like all of it. And it's like, no, you just got to do the words.
What? You try to tell Frankenstein how to do it next
time. That's
true.
Time, he's like
right?
7 feet tall.
Okay.
And he gets there so
maybe
early.
Not. You're right. You're right.
Frankenstein. It's everybody's
hey, you're
favorite
his buddy.
Game. Favorite
Igor.
Game. We'll play another round coming up. Hang out with us.
The Morning Invasion with Dax, Steve-O, and Teo.
Oh, it's got to be good.
What?
Tell me.
No, nothing.
Tell me.
There's nothing to tell.
Tell me.
There's
just
nothing
tell
to tell. Okay. All right. Okay.
Hey! What's going on in the news today?
A series of earthquakes rattled the area near Rome.
Donald Trump has gone back to North Carolina.
Hillary Clinton is concentrating this week on states like Florida, where early voting is already underway.
We can't take our foot off the gas, even for a short time. Every vote counts. Just ask my friend, former Vice President Al Gore.
According to a new report, the global gender pay gap, the difference between what men and women earn for similar jobs, is a long way from being closed. The World Economic Forum, in its annual look at the gender pay gap, finds that the current pace of improvement, it would take 170 years to achieve parity. The U.S. ranks 45th on the list.
Game two of the World Series.
Ford says it will recall 412,000 of its older model SUVs to fix a problem with potential fuel leaks. The recall covers certain 2010 through 2012 model Ford Escapes and Mercury Mariners.
At the airport in Rapid City, South Dakota, police say an airline pilot showed up drunk for a flight to Salt Lake City.
Hey, what's the deal with you putting in the old news?
What?
That was news from like 2 weeks ago.
No, it wasn't. Come on.
Oh, man. Wait a second. I'm sorry. I'm from the future.
Come on.
Old news to me.
842, hello.
Headed to 77 degrees.
Not seeing any accidents showing up on the map right now. You guys are having a great morning. You're doing a great job. That's your look at traffic. This traffic update brought to you by Bear Canyon CrossFit. Located at 9533 Osuna, Suite B, BearCanyonCrossFit.com or 505-293-2101. That's 505-293-2101. Thanks again to Bear Canyon CrossFit for this traffic update.
Well, this girl gets her head stuck in a pumpkin. And, of course, Mom and Dad were there to catch it all on video.
Yeah. Sam, go tell Dad that Rachel has her head stuck in her pumpkin. Oh, this is epic. This is going on Facebook for sure.
Good mom.
My head is in the pumpkin. Dude.
Try tilting it down.
My head is literally in the pumpkin.
Do we need to
call the fire department?
She had her head stuck in that pumpkin for probably an hour.
That's okay. I struggle, man.
Putting your head in a pumpkin?
No, like
it is a struggle.
40% of me says, maybe 30% of me says, that's hilarious. We need to film this for the interwebs. But a solid 70-80% of me thinks, dude, be a good parent and get your kid's head out of that pumpkin.
How would
There's always time to be a good parent after a picture or a video.
How would you solve this problem? If one of your kids had his head stuck in a pumpkin, what would be the first thing for you to do to get his head out? What would you do?
You mean other than literally just trying to take it off of his head?
Sure, if that
I would
happen.
Just rip the top.
Of the pumpkin?
Yeah, dude.
You just rip. Wow, you're just pretty strong.
No.
You're so strong?
No. Obviously, it's hollowed out because they were carving pumpkins and they probably stuck it on their head and then couldn't get out of there. I mean, it seemed like the kid was...
This was a big pumpkin, man. All right?
Yeah, but just the top.
No, you couldn't do that.
Oh, yeah?
Tell him that.
Give me that knife.
You know what?
Man, you guys...
Here's what we'll do. Tomorrow, I'll bring in a pumpkin, haul it out. I will put it on my head and we'll see if you can rip it off.
Hey.
I love it.
I'm so game.
Yeah,
to
we're
do
gonna
that.
Do this. This is going to happen.
Okay. I thought you were gonna say put it on my head, and I was gonna be okay with that.
You know
too.
What? All three of us are gonna wear a pumpkin head.
False. No, we are not.
This is the moneymaker, so I can't do anything that could potentially damage it. But I would love to film you guys doing this.
Yeah.
Wait. We're doing this.
We know I could rip the pumpkin. We know I have super strength.
Yeah, but all your strength is in your haunches.
No way, man.
And you're not gonna use your haunch strength for this.
Way.
If you do, it'd look really weird.
Yeah, that's what I thought, Steve-O. I was thinking, well, I could go and get a saw, but then I have my kid's head inside the pumpkin. That's not smart.
Beautiful. Yeah, but... Okay, let me see. Yeah, I want to see this happen.
I did!
Oh, it's...
Look at that
that's
pumpkin.
A giant pumpkin.
That's a big pumpkin.
That's a huge pumpkin.
I think that's a legitimate stuck.
Fire department.
I think she put her head in there as a joke.
Yeah, no, she did. It's stuck.
You I'm do it.
No.
My sister's choking. No.
My sister's choking. That young fool. He doesn't know what's happening.
It's her ponytail.
My here.
So she got it in there, and then the ponytail nub.
Mm-hmm. Keep turning it.
Yep.
Try a different way.
Stay tuned, folks.
Amen.
No, don't.
So, wait. Here's part two.
Yes.
So how did they get her head out?
Stay tuned! Woo! Happy birthday! We're back! Woo! I got cars!
Okay, that kid is super annoying. I can't even watch the video.
Wait, I want to keep it. I want to keep it going.
I can't do it.
Don't
do it.
Rachel,
you've just seen the inside of a pumpkin. How do you feel?
I don't think I ever...
My head's smaller.
Okay.
Why are you putting
ads in there anyway?
I just thought it would be funny.
They're not going to tell us.
Here's the thing. That poor girl is going to have to deal with this in high school.
Yeah. Oh, I know.
It's got 4,000 views.
And this is why I say, you know what the best way to deal with something in high school is? When your parents have a lot of money and they can just give you money to help your feelings. So I think they did the right thing. Is they put this so it would go viral. They could get some ad revenue on YouTube. There's a part one and a part two. So now those kids can go to college all because that girl stuck her head in a pumpkin.
That's true.
Which leads me to my next question. Which of you will send your kids to college by putting your head in a pumpkin? Who's it going to be? Who's it going to be?
I don't know. Pick one. I'll put any of the kids in them.
No, not your kids. One of you is going to put your head in a pumpkin.
Yeah.
For our YouTube show.
I'll do it.
I'll do it.
Okay. You're both going to do it.
I'll do it.
It's a race against time.
I'm going to bring in a couple pumpkins tomorrow, and we're going to do this. We're going to see if Steve-O can actually get me out of the pumpkin without pulling it off my head. That's the only thing you can't do is pull it off of my head. You have to figure out another way to do it.
Okay, sledgehammer.
You can use sharp objects.
No, you can't use anything like that, guys.
Swords.
It's so easy.
Jaws of life.
Smashing pumpkins. I'm going to use Melancholy and the Infinite Sadness Disc 2, and I'm going to saw you out with a Smashing Pumpkins CD.
Beautiful.
Wow. All right. All right, Teo, this is all you, buddy. This is I gifted this story to you.
Bless. Where is it in the prep?
It's in my stuff.
I navigated away from the story.
Just keep scrolling up. You'll
scrolling and scrolling. Right there it is. Okay. For many, many millennia, people have said, do not buy lottery tickets because all you're doing is wasting money. And in fact, it plays into many marriages where you have one spouse saying, this is going to be us hitting it big, and the other spouse saying, you're wasting all of our money. No wonder we're so poor.
Mm-hmm.
One woman decided she was going to play the lottery to teach her husband a lesson. And it turns out she's the one that learned a little something. 57-year-old woman named Glenda Blackwell. I gave such a great intro, and there's no music playing.
You know, you want some music?
Yeah. I think I deserve it a little bit. Thank you. 57-year-old woman named Glenda Blackwell.
Oh, Glenda.
Bought a $10 lottery ticket last Saturday near Asheville, North Carolina.
$10 lottery ticket?
Beautiful community, Asheville. It's a big city. Because she wanted to show her husband that it's a waste of money, Steven!
Well, yeah.
His name is Buddy.
Bow Buddy.
And he actually plays the lottery a lot. He asked her to buy two Powerball tickets. She bought a scratch-off instead. Novice.
$10?
What a casual lottery player. Apparently just to get under his skin, because she wanted him to stop. Break the cycle.
Mm-hmm.
Her plan blew up in her face, because the ticket she bought ended up winning $1 million.
$1 million? Are you kidding?
I am not kidding. They came forward on Monday to collect their money. They took the lump sum, which we have said over and over, you never take the lump sum.
Gosh, that's all she got?
She only got $415,000 after taxes.
Oh.
She won $1 million and got $415,000.
Where does she live?
That's
she
a chunk
lives
of change.
In North Carolina?
Yeah.
Holy cow.
Glenda says she did have to eat her words after the ticket hit, but she's not too upset about it because they don't have to worry about money for the first time in their lives.
Yeah, no kidding.
She says they're using some of the money to buy a house and to put their grandkids through college. And in a roundabout way, she also got what she wanted because now that they've won, Buddy has promised to stop buying so many lottery tickets.
And sometimes I get to aggravate him. I tell him, you're just wasting your money. So when I went to get it, I started scratching it, and when I scratched the two, they was 1 million winner under the two.
Oh,
so I had to eat my words, but they were worth eating. So I was very happy. We've struggled a lot. So now we can buy our own home, our own land. It'll be paid for, and I don't have to worry about that
anymore.
No, so that's what I plan to do with some of the money. And the other part, I plan to help my daughter and to put money up for my two granddaughters for college.
Beautiful.
Feels good.
Good job, Glenda. $415,000 after taxes.
That's man, wouldn't you just take
Uncle
the
Sam.
Annuity?
Yeah.
I would take the annuity.
Well, I don't know. It depends. 57. I don't know. That's... I'd get the lump.
You know what? That's a good... Because they are older.
Yeah.
And so... getting that annual thing. I mean, they could pass literally any moment right now. So old, just yeah. old people.
You'd probably get $20,000 a year if you took the annuity. That's probably all you'd get. It's probably $20,000 a year.
And for us young guys with rockin' bods, that's great. Mm-hmm. But when you're older and you're right next to death's door, your death's neighbor, mm-hmm. death comes over for some sugar sometimes. Like, mm-hmm. hey, I'm your neighbor. Can I borrow some sugar before I come back for your untimely passing? Mm-hmm. And you're like, sure, death, take this. Take this sugar. Use it. Bake some baked goods. Go and do your thing. Come back for me later. Let's delay it a little bit. I'll give you mm-hmm. some flour mm-hmm. also if that'll sweeten the deal. Mm-hmm. But then, yeah, it makes more sense to take the lump sum.
Okay.
Logically, it's sound.
I hear you, man.
Meh. Never take the lump sum. Ever.
Yeah. Depends on how much you make. How much you won. That's what it depends on.
No.
Yeah.
No. Why?
What? So, honestly, though, you win $1 million, you probably get $20,000 a year for the rest of your life. You still got to work.
A year?
Yeah. I watched that lottery show. When people win $1 million and they take the annuity, they get about $20,000 a year for the rest of their life.
But what if you're like 70? Man, you take that lump sum. I'm just kidding.
You need to hit the podcast.
Later. I'm just kidding.
Get in there.
No, man. Does your family get to take over, like, if you die?
No.
No.
No?
No. Huh.
Huh.
Yeah, that's a thing.
Hmm.
And $415,000, okay, yes, it's a lot of money.
Lots of it.
But you can't, that's not really, is it life-changing
give me
money?
That, give me that Neiman Marcus catalog. I'm done with it. 5 minutes. I've bought
exactly.
a few new suits. I have bought some very comfortable slippers that are made of gold.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm living large on my yacht. Yeah. Making payments on it because I bought a good yacht. You know what I'm saying.
I know what you're saying.
I got to take it down to the elephant butt and show everybody what business
it's
is.
It's a Butte. The Butte. Mm-hmm. The old Butte.
You call me that. We're a Christian station.
Can't say that here.
You coming up, that. I really want to talk about
dump
this.
Dump it.
Okay.
Don't you do it.
Dump his voice.
All right.
You know, we're talking about the fact that the original Nintendo is being re-released in November.
We didn't talk. We were sharing a story about lotteries. I don't know.
It's still on Facebook, facebook.com/star88FM. Somebody actually chimed in and said, just order it on Amazon. And I said, that would be cute if you could. I went to Amazon. They're not taking orders on it. That's the point. Like, no one's doing these online orders.
People don't get it.
Right.
See, people don't understand it. This is a different generation.
That's exactly what I want to talk about coming up, because Amazon actually has something that I never knew was a thing that's kind of freaking me out. It's the antithesis of having to wait in line. And I had never heard of it. We have to talk about this coming up.
Okay.
We'll do it. Trending, yo. Trending hard.
We got more headlines. Tim Tebow is encouraging, inspiring the country.
Yeah, dude.
585 Live, if you'd like to chime into the program. We'll be right back. Micah Tyler, we had him on the show a couple days ago. Nice
that's
guy.
Funny. He promised to give us each $1,000 if we would kick Phil Wickham in the side.
He did not.
He said, call him Phil, kick him, and then okay. kick him. And so we said we would do it, and he's going to give us some money for it. So
didn't
I'm excited.
Didn't say anything of this guy.
Good morning, Star.
So
morning
violent. Edition.
We're not going to kick Phil Wickham, but we're going to shave his head.
We're not shaving Phil Wickham's head. You guys have to come up with a better prank.
I think you came up with that prank, didn't you?
No, that was Teo.
Oh, okay. I get you two confused all the time. 906, good morning.
High today of 77 degrees.
That was awesome.
You're awesome.
Nope.
Accident Paseo del Norte, east at Jefferson in the right lane. Probably going to cause some headaches this morning. And that's the only accident popping up on the map right now. You guys be careful.
Traffic! 585 Live. You can text the show.
Oh, yeah.
Earlier, we got into a little discussion on things that we've camped out for.
Mm.
Most of us have done it. If you're over the age of 28, 29, 30,
you've camped out for a new game system, something your kid wants for Christmas. You've camped out for hours, sometimes days, just to be the first one to buy the item. We got some pretty good stuff on the live line that people camped out for. What did you want to spin that into? What did you want to talk about? Didn't you say you had something that you wanted
to do? Yeah, dude. Literally the opposite of what is happening with the Nintendo NES. Have you guys heard of this dash button?
No.
No, what is that?
Okay. I don't know if I want to live in this world. However, Amazon has something called the dash button. Look at this. It's like a little clicker, okay? And it's specific to a certain product. So, any product. They have this button that maybe it's Tide or Maxwell House or Gillette, whatever it is. But it's like this little bitty lifeline thing where, for example, they show you Tide. You stick it, little magnet, stick it to your washer and dryer, and it's like, oh, I'm running low on this. And you literally press a button, and it instantly orders it for you through Amazon.
What? No way.
I don't know how I feel about this.
What do you mean you don't know how you feel about this?
That's terrifying. Imagine your five-year-old climbs on the counter and just starts pressing this button.
Hitting the button?
But... Yeah. Amazon says they had these things for the last year or so.
Really?
Yeah, I'd never even heard of them. About only 50% of people who bought these in the last year were actually pressing them, but their internet-connected dash devices are growing. So they have over 200 products, apparently, with brands like I said, Tide, Maxwell House, Kraft, Gillette, all these different brands. Where you have to buy this little clicker. It's like $5 or something like that. And, dude, they just added 60 new buttons. So I'm not even making this up. Cheez-Its. Mm-hmm. Folgers. Meow Mix. Milk-A-Bone. Pop-Tarts. So there's this giant list of all these brands. And it's called the Dash Replenishment Service that basically allows manufacturers of these connected devices to fit them to a machine so that you can automatically place an order when things are running low. So you're like, oh man, almost out of Pop-Tarts. Hit the Pop-Tart button, babe.
I love that.
No! Because imagine like you're just like randomly pressing buttons and not paying attention. You don't see the order or anything. It just happens
until
your credit card statement.
No, I'm going to get these.
Oh, gosh. This sounds terrible.
I'm getting all of these buttons.
See, something I've been wanting to do for a long time is I want to start ordering a lot of my groceries online. So you don't even have to leave the house anymore, guys.
Yeah, the peasants bring them to you.
So I will say one thing. Chrissy, she's like grocery shopper extraordinaire. She just started doing this online grocery list thing that synced up with my phone.
Sync it.
So like I'm out of oatmeal now, right? We eat oatmeal in the morning when we get here. Tay, when I make oatmeal.
Hit the oatmeal button.
No, I don't have an oatmeal button.
You could have one.
No, I jump on my app and I put that onto the grocery list and she gets it.
All you have to do is hit a button, Steve-O.
So it's like I have a Dash replenishment service. It's called a wife.
Nope.
This is terrifying. I don't want to live in this world. We're going to be like Wally crazy lazy people. Yeah. That rhymed. So apparently there are people who are teaming up with Amazon, different coffee company makers. So that if, you know, you want the little button attached to your coffee maker, they're going to start making these. Our coffee machines are going to have internet access, guys. Okay? There are like countries that still don't have internet access. But we're going to have it on our coffee maker so that when we're low on beans, instead of having to like go get them, we just press a button and it shows up at our house.
Yeah.
No. That's scary. Am I the only one weirded out by this?
Yes. I understand where you're coming from. I don't know how many times a box will just show up at our house.
Okay.
And
beautiful.
Leslie will go, oh, what is this?
Oh,
and
no.
She'll accidentally order something that she didn't know she ordered because of the stupid click now. You want to just order it right now.
I'm still not a fan of internet ordering for the most part. So I got a shirt online. You could only get it online. It was this Buccaneers Under Oath team up shirt. Remember I was talking about, like, the NFL teamed up with bands for some reason, and like the most quote famous bands of each city got a banned NFL team, and the Buccaneers happened to be Under Oath because they're from Tampa. And so I ordered this shirt because I'm like, this looks awesome. And it came in yesterday, and it's one of those like junky 100% cotton thick gross shirts. Do you know what I mean? If I had seen that shirt, there's no way I would have ordered that shirt.
Wow.
It was kind of like when we went to New York and Teo wanted this Spider-Man t-shirt. It's like, I'm getting this shirt.
Yeah.
And we went to the comic shop it was exclusive to, and it was just really gross quality.
It was made out of a bad
hashtag
quality.
First world problems.
Blech. I don't like this.
You know what I was thinking the entire time in my head while you were telling that story?
Yes, I do.
I don't know if I want to know.
I wonder if Steve-O has ever struggled with the fact when you order a t-shirt online, will it fit me?
I've struggled with that.
Shut your mouth. You have not.
Yes, I have.
Wow. I'm talking to get into a toddler size t-shirt.
Negatory goodbye.
You can wear a youth extra large.
That shirt came in yesterday, and not only was it 100% cotton, and it was like, bleh, but it was oddly shaped. I ordered a medium because I'm starting to like have to get bigger shirts thanks to us.
You don't know what it's like to be a fat guy.
Crossfitting.
No.
Okay. All right. It was opposite. Now it looks like a midriff on me.
Oh, it still looks
good. I can't wear. Okay.
You don't know what it's like to look like an oversized third grader in a t-shirt. Okay.
Did you just?
You don't know what it's like.
Why a third grader? Buddy, why
not?
Why are you an oversized?
My wife
third
has told
grader?
Me that so many times. It's just stuck in my brain.
I believe it. And it's
is it like
fair.
Your reading
these
level?
These are real problems, man. Like, these are real problems for fat people.
Tell them.
I can't get order him. A t-shirt online because if I go large, most likely it's
You're
gonna be too small for me.
Too big.
If I go extra large, it's probably going to be way too big for me.
So you're a large. You're a Malarge.
I'm a Malarge.
You know what? Thanks for ruining my cool Amazon Dash moment because I wanted to talk about
this. No, wait.
You're
a large DM.
And you just,
thank you, Joe Hawk. Joe Hawk understands.
No, whatever, Joe Hawk.
He gets it.
You do not.
He gets it.
Joe Hawk is a fit man.
Both of you, just shut that mouth. Shut it up. Both of you, shut it up right now.
I know what it's like. No, because I'm a smedium.
I said to shut
That's
it
not
up.
Fair. I have a long torso, and I'm clearly a smedium.
I do, too.
I have these problems.
It's okay? Pronounced schmedium.
You order a small, and it looks like I stole from the toddler section, and it was clearly my son's shirt that I accidentally wore.
Look, we're not going to get into
your personal
habits at stores.
I wear a medium, and it's like oddly too big. Yeah. Don't give me this.
No.
Because here's what I'll tell you on the flip side. When I was a kid, and we'd go to the store, I'd be like, quiet. Mom, I want this shirt. And I was always too small to wear an adult shirt. And it was like, sorry, kid, they don't make it in child sizes.
I wish you would understand what it was like to know the fat just pouring out of your jeans.
Just muffin topping.
Where you have
right
to stuff
out.
It back into your
Get
jeans
out of there.
Because your shirt
Listen,
is
tons
too
of fun.
Small.
We
tons
don't have
of
time
fun he called you
for this.
You don't know what it's like, man.
Yeah, okay.
You know what it's like. You're just so skinny.
Right, exactly. I was skinny.
So
you were the big bully chubby kid that pushed me around.
Actually, quite the opposite. I was probably skinnier than you when I was in high school and younger.
Oh man.
I was.
So this is your fault.
No, you guys are fighting about the weirdest stuff and you keep switching sides.
Are you
sides
an emotional
on each other.
Eater?
I'm gonna dump you.
So weird.
This is not my fault.
You guys are so weird about
it. You know what it is? Amazon Dash. You just kept pressing that button, you lazy.
Oh, okay.
You wouldn't leave the house, and Wally came to life prophetically.
Guys, I think my headphones are distorted.
Mine are too.
Okay.
Mine are weird.
It's your
mine
channel.
Are phasing weird.
Your
yes,
channel is
you.
Distorting.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
There you go. I'll just go.
What are we even talking about?
I don't know. You guys started fighting about being
Amazon
fat
Dash.
And skinny, and then you switched sides. Like Dex said, you'll never know what it's like to be fat. Steve-O said, you'll never know what it's like to be skinny.
And then
Dex said, no, I know what it was like. I was probably skinnier than you.
Yeah.
And then Steve-O said, well, I'm fatter than you now. And it got so confusing. How am I supposed to work in this environment?
I don't know.
You guys don't even know what you're fighting about.
Hey, will you turn off his mic?
Which one is his? I don't know what it is.
He's two.
I never,
you've never turned off his mic. Listen.
Teo, can you hear us? Hello, Teo?
Okay, perfect. Okay. Listen, hey, man, I get it.
What?
We both grew up in an awkward situation. I was too skinny. You couldn't fit into clothes. Teo, on the other hand, he's a Ken doll.
He is a Ken doll.
He's a perfect specimen of a man.
He's like Donald Trump in the early years.
I used to be like... I used to be Woody from Toy Story. I had the skinny arms. And then the old Buzz Lightyear showed up with his flashing laser lights and nobody pays attention to him.
I get it.
It's hard for somebody who craves attention.
The struggle's real.
Hey, how about we team up, buddy? I won't mock your size and you don't make fun of the fact that you can see my hip bones.
Yeah, but you always make fun of my fatness.
Listen, no more. Let's team up.
I don't know if I believe
you.
You
and me versus Teo for life.
I feel like we've had this conversation before and you still, you'll just go right to the fat.
That's true. Well, I mean, it's an easy target because you're larger than...
Very large.
Okay, well... Wait, no, off track, off track. Hey, you and me, buddy.
I don't know.
Right here.
I don't trust you.
Come on.
My wall's up. My wall is too high.
Stop it! We can do this. Hey.
Get that sledgehammer and break
right there.
Down the walls.
Let's go. Yeah. Make America great again on three.
No.
One. What?
You can't say that. I don't trust him anymore.
Tail?
Hey.
Sorry about that.
It's all good.
Sorry, we just like fell into this weird time warp. The
it's
days
okay.
of our lives.
I noticed while you guys were talking that I've developed a couple more abs.
Okay.
I didn't know that you could have a 10-pack.
Okay.
I just
hey,
my
but
life.
Apparently.
Dex, right here.
I got one at a discount.
On three.
Right.
One, two, three.
Yeah. I'm proud of you guys.
We're a team.
You can
count. Can we be like two superheroes, like in Smallville? The two superheroes, the boy and girl, they put their fists together and they go, with our powers conjoined,
we are the number 10. Yeah, because we're the number 10. Because I'm like a 1 and you're like a 0.
So which one of you
like,
is the girl?
I'm like a stick and you're round.
Okay.
We're the number 10.
Hey, can you turn his mic off real quick, Dex? Contrary to popular belief, buddy, I could hear you guys.
Uh-huh.
And he just called you fat again.
I know.
He called you round.
I'm done.
And this is why...
I'm done!
No, look at me.
What?
This is why you need to stick with me. Okay?
Yeah, but I feel like the ugly person every time
we
go out.
You're not ugly. You're not ugly. Steve-O keeps you around to make him look better because he's stuck on this Toy Story illustration. I don't get it. Okay? All right, turn your mic off. Or turn his back on. Now turn yours off. Steve-O.
Yeah, hey, buddy.
Hey. Quit trying to hang out with Dex. His skin is as thin as a window pane.
What? That's
and
true.
I'm not talking two-ply.
That's true.
His skin is as thin as truck stop toilet paper.
You're right. We get enough of this bullying during the election season.
So quit trying to team up with him.
Right.
We all know you're just going to make fun of him in a minute. He's going to cry, and then you're going to have to hug him more.
I don't cry.
Okay.
Okay.
Dex.
Yes?
Hey.
Hey, great suggestion on the live line. The three of us need to take a mission trip to Africa.
No, we don't.
Yeah, Steve would fit right in.
That's real.
Man, somebody on our live line is a jerk.
But that's real. It's real life.
Mm-hmm.
Just saying.
Somebody, hey, okay, speaking of the live line, somebody has given Dex grief, and I'm coming to the defense of my bud real quick. No, I am. Because I don't know what this person's talking about, but I'm going to tell you right now. Dex has been in radio for 300 years.
Yeah, this is true.
And any bit that he does, he made it up. He didn't copy it because he doesn't have to because he's smart.
Yeah.
So if you're on the live line, then you're done.
Yeah, I looked up that show that they were referencing that started in 2014 and just laughed and was
really?
Like, I'm not even responding.
That show's been around since 2014?
Yeah. Yeah.
Somebody's accusing me of stealing a bit idea.
Yeah, which is hilarious. Yeah.
Oh, someone said, Dex, you're not fat. You're just short for your weight. Mm-hmm.
Thanks, Mom.
Yeah. It's true. Went to the doctor.
You really did.
I went to the doctor. I went for my yearly checkup yesterday, or was it 2 days ago?
Yeah, I don't even
two
remember.
Days ago. I was so excited because I have not weighed myself. Since we kicked off the big fitness challenge here at church, I have not weighed myself. And I know before we kicked off the fitness challenge, I was right around 230 pounds. Which is heavy for me.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was so excited to go to the doctor because they're going to weigh me.
Mm-hmm.
This is a chance where I'm going to get inspired even more. I'm going to get pumped up because I'm going to see how many pounds I've lost. And Sure enough.
Boom. Stepped on the scale.
Stepped on that scale.
Wait, that's not the Rocky theme song.
Yeah.
That's not the Rocky theme song.
Remember when I mentioned I was right around 230 pounds?
Yeah, yeah.
233 pounds.
Wait, you gained weight?
I gained
weight. All right, turn the sad music off and turn the Rocky music on because I'm about to just straight inspire you.
Good, please do. I tried yesterday. For some reason, he doesn't believe my words.
Maybe it's because you make fun of him.
I don't even
know. Okay. Dex. Number one, muscle weighs more than fat. Mm. Logically, you can only be gaining muscle because you've been going to the gym. That just makes sense. Now, here's another thing. All of our diets are changing.
Ooh.
Once you start doing high-intensity exercise like this, you have to increase your intake of food.
I've been doing that.
Exactly.
That's true.
So not only are you gaining muscle, which weighs more than fat,
yep,
but you are also eating more food. So it only makes sense that you're going to gain a little weight at first, but then as you proceed and you keep taking in more protein and you keep exercising, it's going to go boom!
Why don't you ever listen to me? Gosh, I said all of these things
yesterday.
You call
him round right after you complimented him.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's
what I'm telling you is this is a good thing.
I've said all of these things.
That's a positive result.
It's frustrating because I want to see the difference. And I know my clothes, they feel a lot looser on me. They do.
See?
They do.
Good.
But
it's good, man.
To see my weight go up, it was very
heartbreaking.
It was discouraging.
Yeah, it should be. Wait.
Dawn just texted me and said, actually, I was thinking that Dex looks great when I came in the other day, but I didn't want to hit on him in front of you.
Oh,
you
know what, Dawn? Yeah, Dawn.
You know, I need you to tell me these things.
Oh, gosh. I quit.
Well, she understands that as my finest piece of property, she has to be careful because I could just sell her at any minute to the highest bidder.
That's studio@star88.fm. Studio@star88.fm.
Are you saying you want to buy her?
No. Oh, gosh.
How many cows you got?
Dear Lord, give us America.
Guys, I just want to say a few more things before we go to break.
Okay.
As we sit here and talk about...
Is that Feifel?
My weight.
Oh my gosh, where did you get Feifel?
The struggles that I have with eating. It's hard to be me. And I know there's a lot of people out there that are going through exactly what I'm going through.
If I start crying, it's
so
because
I would like
of
to
American
dedicate
too.
This song
they wrote it for you.
To those who are struggling, just like me. This one's for you.
Somewhere out there.
Okay.
Beneath the pale blue sky.
What?
This is really happening right now.
Somewhere
he's crying. I don't even know what to do. Okay.
And loving tonight.
Okay. CD skipped.
What happened here?
He was dancing. It's all that weight.
Somewhere.
Gosh.
Here we go.
Embarrassing.
Somewhere.
Girl.
To all the fat people out there.
Oh,
stop
my
it.
Gosh.
I'm with you. We can do it together.
Stop it.
Somewhere
stop it.
Out there, out where dreams come true.
What has happened to our show? We are de-evolving into madness.
I love you too, Feifel.
It's a squirrel.
Hey, what is that you have there, Thea?
A squirrel. It's dead.
You have a dead squirrel, huh?
Dead Feifel.
Feifel was a mouse.
Shut up, Steve-O.
Okay.
The Morning Invasion with Dex, Steve-O, and Teo.
This is the best day ever!
Hey! What's going on in the news today?
A series of earthquakes rattled the area near Rome.
Donald Trump has gone back to North Carolina.
Hillary Clinton is concentrating this week on states like Florida, where early voting is already underway.
We can't take our foot off the gas, even for a short time. Every vote counts. Just ask my friend, former Vice President Al Gore.
According to a new report, the global gender pay gap, the difference between what men and women earn for similar jobs, is a long way from being closed. The World Economic Forum, in its annual look at the gender pay gap, finds that the current pace of improvement, it would take 170 years to achieve parity. The U.S. ranks 45th on the list.
Game two of the World Series.
Ford says it will recall 412,000 of its older model SUVs to fix a problem with potential fuel leaks. The recall covers certain 2010 through 2012 model Ford Escapes and Mercury Mariners.
At the airport in Rapid City, South Dakota, police say an airline pilot showed up drunk for a flight to Salt Lake City.
Man, that guy must not be very stoked on Salt Lake City.
No kidding. Welcome to the show. Good morning. 9:35.
High today of 77 degrees.
How we looking out there?
So good. Let's see what we got. Ooh. Ooh.
Hey.
Oh my gosh. Harry. Did that scare you, Steve?
Yes.
Got an accident at right lane's block, Paseo del Norte East at Jefferson. Be on the lookout for that one. Also, lots of construction work everywhere. It's popping up everywhere around the city. Be very careful, guys, as you look at traffic.
Traffic!
Your chance to win some more Winter Jam tickets on the way. Stay tuned.
Shout out to Inglewood, Colorado. They just chimed in. Laughing my head off over here in Colorado. Keep it up, guys. Needed a good laugh today. Love you all. You're all beautiful, for you are fearfully and wonderfully made. Thanks. Even you, Dex.
Stop.
I added the last part.
Okay. Jeez, man. Guys.
You know what's funny is we go to the gym and you just run circles around me. Like today we're doing thrusters. You're going to destroy me.
Thrusters.
Like you put up more weight. I'm like over here trying to keep up with the ladies.
Well, I appreciate you saying that.
It's true.
You kidding me? My goal is still to be a strong woman of CrossFit. Because yeah. All the women are freaking crazy.
Oh, man.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's...
What's it like being a strong woman of CrossFit, Dex?
I don't really want to talk about it. Because when you're a woman...
Okay.
Well, I'm a feminist, so I can identify. I get it.
I just don't.
You dump me?
No, I'm dumping me and you.
Okay.
Gosh! Good job, guys.
My gut said dump. I have to listen.
I love it. I love it.
You know?
I love it.
Gosh.
I loved it.
That's the hardest part about this job right here is when you try to be funny, that's when you're in trouble. And right there, I was trying to be funny, and look at what happened. Dump button.
The reviews and the ratings dropped immediately.
I saw it. I saw
Emilio.
It. All right. We definitely have some headlines to finish here.
So many.
So let's do that, and then we'll get into a stolen bit that I...
Can't wait.
Came up with. From another station.
Guys, the Sherlock season 4 premiere date has been announced.
Obviously.
The much anticipated Sherlock season 4 will hit the network on January 1, 2017, as they announced on Twitter.
Chrissy quit her job. She's already sitting on the couch waiting in anticipation.
It has been
She's
delayed.
Just sitting on the couch.
Thanks to the ever-growing popularity of Mr. Cumberbatch. But things seem to finally be near completion. Doctor Strange comes out a week from Friday.
And then a week from Saturday, he'll be hosting SNL.
Good grief.
Yeah.
Cumberbatch. Sherlock.
Yeah, that is actually one of my favorite shows.
That's because it's on one Netflix. Of the single greatest shows on the planet.
Mm-hmm.
Next to This Is Us. Can we talk about This Is Us for a minute?
No, because we're doing my news.
Sherlock has never made me cry.
What?
You
then
cried
you have
in
no
Sherlock?
Soul. You've never cried on Sherlock?
No.
No. What do you what
Which one?
What scene?
Mm-mm. No. Nope.
When?
Not ruining that one.
What?
No, sorry. I'm just going to sit over here with my heart with the soul that dwells within
genuinely
me.
Genuinely don't know.
You guys didn't cry at the wedding episode? Really?
What?
Oh, snap.
What? Cuz what? I don't know.
Oh man.
I don't get it. You're very sensitive.
It's okay.
Obviously.
A new survey found a perfect trip to the mall. Drop me off at the mall, Mom. would include 9 stores, 5 purchases for a total of $150, and 3 hours of shopping. That's your perfect trip to the mall.
To the mall. Gadzooks. Spence's kicks.
I wasn't feeling it today. I apologize.
You say that every time, and then...
Man, I even referenced Gadzooks. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
I was setting you up. I am the greatest 90s hype man.
Man, that is one of the most requested songs on the show.
The rap song?
Yeah,
take
Mom.
Take me to the mall,
Take
Mom.
Me to the mall, Ma.
Take me to the mall. Arby's is about to start serving something that I have eaten since I was a young, young kid. Deer meat.
What?
That's right. Mm. Arby's just announced they're going to start serving thick-cut venison.
Whoa. I don't know how I feel
Have you guys
about
ever
that.
Had deer meat?
Yeah. I grew up in Montana.
But not at Arby's.
Why, dude?
That just sounds...
I'm going to eat one.
Honestly, no, I'm not a big
yeah,
fan
no,
of deer
I
meat.
I am. I totally
no,
am.
No, you're not.
I'm not a fan of deer meat.
You know what I'll do to distract
Very
you?
Gamey.
I'll play the wedding scene from Sherlock and you'll start, crying,
start crying.
And then I'll get a thick-cut venison sandwich.
Gross.
Doing it. They're only doing it in 6 states, so actually I won't be getting it. Wisconsin, Minnesota, Michigan, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, and Georgia.
Those all make sense.
Surprised Mississippi and Alabama aren't up in there.
It's like BYOM.
The venison sandwiches will be available for, of course, a limited time. And based on our research, this is the first time a major fast food chain will ever have put deer meat on the menu. In Creole. Yes.
In Creole.
Donnie Wahlberg set the world record for most selfies in 3 minutes when he managed to snap 122 selfies with fans on a recent New Kids on the Block cruise.
I love that.
Good for you, Donnie.
You gotta aim high.
He was my favorite New Kid, yo.
There seems to be an online campaign to sabotage Christian Bale's new movie, The Promise, by giving it low ratings on IMDb even before the movie has come out.
Why?
I don't know.
That's lame. They just don't like Christian Bale or what?
Maybe people finally found out that, or they figured out that Batman had a slight lisp when Christian Bale was
Dude.
Batman.
Yeah. Oh,
so annoying. Once you notice it, you never unnotice it.
Well, I mean, Dude, it's only had 3 public screenings ever, this film, The Promise. And it now has 86,553 reviews on IMDb.
Wow.
Whoa. Dude, Oscar Isaac's in it. Come on.
Are they bad reviews?
It's an upcoming historical drama set in the final days of the Ottoman Empire. It is about the Armenian genocide.
Snap.
I've never even heard of it.
For the record, Turkey does not they don't even recognize that genocide.
No.
Like, historically.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
So maybe that's why?
Feels the
like
genocide
a
of 1.5 million Armenians, I apologize, 1.5 million Armenians 100 years ago at the hands of Turkey. Hmm. Intense.
You're a turkey.
Knight Rider is being rebooted again! But for a digital platform. It'll be live action.
Oh, yeah.
It's being developed by Justin Lin, the guy who directed the 3rd, 4th, 5th, and 6th Fast and the Furious movies. As well
me.
As Star Trek Beyond, which was awesome.
Sounds fantastic. I don't even care who's in it. Bam, 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 bam.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hello, Michael.
Hi.
Where can I take you today, Michael?
They are ants, Michael. They are. Sunday Night Football pulled in 17.7 million viewers to win the week, and the season premiere of The Walking Dead was the top show on cable with 17 million viewers.
Shout out to our boy Josh at Sopo, who has no soul.
Yes, no soul. The owner of a Burger King in New York draped a huge white tarp over the entire restaurant to make it look like a giant ghost for Halloween. Instead, it just kind of looks like it's being fumigated.
Look at the picture. Okay.
It does. They're totally
They didn't put eyes on it. Yeah. Got to put eyes on the ghost, man.
There's
Everyone
eyes.
Knows.
There's eyes.
Yeah, see, I guess so. You're right. That's a little better, I guess.
Yeah, but if I was driving by, I would think, man.
Is it a Burger King or a McDonald's? Because it says McDonald's on the thing.
They're definitely fumigating.
Looks like McDonald's.
But it is a Burger King because the eyes are cut out over the Burger King sign.
They got the fog machine, so it definitely looks like, you
maybe
know,
that's why it's hilarious, because it says McDonald's, so it's supposed to be scary.
It goes to McDonald's.
Yeah.
Hey, the former mayor of a town in Minnesota recently got arrested for breaking into the current mayor's house.
Maybe he left something behind.
He probably left a trophy. Many mayors have many trophies. A woman in New Hampshire says her daughter put a quarter in a toy machine at a pizza place last Friday. And instead of a toy, it spit out a plastic container filled with blood pressure medication.
How disappointed is that?
Depends. Maybe the kid had high blood pressure. Yeah. Could be helpful. I saw this video flying around on Facebook yesterday. It's pretty crazy. A guy in Wisconsin walked into his neighbor's front yard in his underwear last Friday and took a blowtorch to the Trump campaign sign in the yard.
It's a blowtorch.
It sounds more like a fire.
No, a blowtorch.
25-year-old woman in New Jersey hired a hairstylist on Craigslist last week and then didn't like the hairstyle she got, so she complained and the stylist blasted her in the face with pepper spray. That is still a fire.
Pepper spray.
Stop it. A base jumper from San Diego was using a wingsuit last month in France. Crashed into a tree going about 90 miles an hour. And somehow survived.
What?
Here's the videotape.
No, are you serious?
Here
no,
I
no,
am,
no,
just
no,
scooting
no,
around
no.
And I'm flying down the mountain, cause that's what I like to do. Yeah.
Don't do it. Don't.
Here we go, right
no,
here,
no,
guys.
No.
Oh, this is so beautiful.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh. That dude just hit a tree.
Yep. He lived. Okay. He didn't walk away unscathed, though. He ended up with a fractured scapula, a fractured clavicle, 3 broken ribs, and a bunch of other injuries.
I can't believe he survived.
Probably a couple splinters.
Man.
Somebody destroyed Donald Trump's star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
Saw this.
With a pickaxe and a sledgehammer.
They went, like, dressed up as a construction worker.
That's how they got away. Set up the scene like a work site. Later said the goal was to remove the star and auction it off for Trump's sexual harassment accusers in case he delivers on the threat to sue him. But he couldn't get the whole thing up, so he just tore it apart and took the metal parts.
Yeah. Wow.
1, 2, 3. Take me out to the ball game. Take me out to the crowd.
Get him.
Buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jacks. I don't care if I never.
He's gotten the words right.
It's 1, 2, 3 strikes, you're out at the old
Beautiful. How long was that game last night? The Cubs and Indians?
In a 4-hour, 4-minute game.
That's right. 4 hours,
good
4 minutes.
Grief.
4 hours.
Just because you guys can't hang with the big boys.
I could be in Canada in 4 hours and 4 minutes.
I could be in Paris, France.
In 4 hours.
Here's a good question for Halloween. It's in a few days. And you won't sound crazy if you say yes. If your house was haunted, would you move? If your house, if you were under the impression and you genuinely thought it was haunted, would you move? Steve-O?
Yeah.
I lived in a haunted house most of my life.
Shut up. According to a new survey, 49% of people say they've experienced some kind of paranormal activity in their house. 13% of people actually moved because they were legitimately afraid of the house being haunted. Now, practically, if you don't believe in ghosts and whatnot, this is an opportunity. The survey also found that people ask for about a 20% discount if they find out a house is haunted. And since the people who are selling it are desperate to get out, there's a good chance they'll take a lowball offer. Let's buy up some haunted houses, boys.
Yeah.
What?
It's true. You know what? We should see if Brian Nixon will come in tomorrow again.
Okay.
Why?
We could talk demons and ghosts before Halloween.
Okay. We already talked Halloween with him.
But we didn't get to talk about ghosts, if they're real or not.
Well, I mean, okay.
Is that what you want to talk about tomorrow?
Why are you looking at my fat?
Freaky Friday.
Stop it.
Freaky Friday.
Hey.
Huh.
Here's a freaky thing.
Paranormal.
A Pennsylvania high school teacher named Richard Curtis could be in the running to be Kelly Ripa's permanent co-host on Live.
Have you seen this guy yet?
No.
Wait, who?
Almost.
He's just a school teacher named Richard.
Did you scroll down or up?
Down.
Can't find it.
He co-hosted the show after winning a contest on social media, and he did such a good job, they're bringing him back. TMZ claims he blew everyone away, and he was so impressive, they're bringing him back to do another episode sometime next month. And that's not all.
I hope this guy wins. Here he is.
My co-host today is our real person. Richard Curtis.
I'm a real boy. I'm a real boy. This is amazing.
Now, I understand that your students back at the high school where you're a teacher.
Shout out to Soderton High School. I know you guys are watching.
Soderton High School. I just found out that they have a camera crew there, and I think that they are watching the students.
Are they?
No, I'm pretty sure they are. When I heard that, I got very, very nervous, and I immediately started sweating, and my job is to keep you calm.
Yeah, it's been tough now because they're probably honestly sitting in these bleachers right now. For the first time, their cell phones are actually probably put away, and they're watching the teachers go.
No kidding.
This is the first time as a teacher I'm going to have full everybody's just watching me and listening to what I'm saying. Maybe we should teach something at this point.
We could teach something. We have a crew from our affiliate, 6ABC, of course, in Philadelphia. Let's see how your students are reacting.
Are you
to
kidding
seeing
me?
You.
We can see these
guys? No. Yeah. Oh my gosh!
Oh my gosh!
Yeah, there's thousands of kids.
Wow.
So this guy might be the new coach.
Who is he? Like, how did it happen? Just some dude?
Richard
won a
Curtis.
Contest. On social media.
That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Richard Curtis.
A source within the show says he's, quote, very much in the running to become the permanent co-host.
That's awesome.
He
I
was
love
the
that.
Best co-host since Michael Strahan left.
Yeah, he'd be great. They need to
good
hire
job.
That guy.
That's really cool.
Good job, everyday man. Richard.
Actor Michael Massey has died at the age of 61. Sadly, he'll probably be best known for firing the faulty prop gun that killed Brandon Lee on the set of The Crow in 1993.
Fired up, fanboy.
What?
Fired up.
Was that the line?
Yeah.
Two guys crashed a wedding in Florida this weekend, but when they got caught, they fought some of the guests and threatened the bride, and they were both promptly arrested. Sorry, guys. 10% of people eat in the bathroom at work, according to a new survey. And only 49% wash their hands when they're done.
The Morning Invasion brings you Frankentune.
We got a little bit of time left for some Frankentune. 338-3700. If you'd like to win some of these wonderful Winter Jam tickets. Well, they're coupons. They're not tickets. They're coupons.
Yeah.
For one free Winter Jam ticket.
Right. Just one?
One. But we'll give you as many
Why
as you want.
Why is there a crow in here?
338-3700.
Oh, my gosh. Do you think that crow is Brandon Lee?
Don't tell Steve-O that, man.
Hey, turn his mic off real quick.
Wait. Hello? Hello?
Forget it.
Okay, turn off mic 3. It's literally been the same button since the history of time.
Okay.
No.
Let's do a Frankentune.
Frankentune. All right. We had a contestant this morning win Winter Jam tickets.
Yeah. Giving them away again.
And you guys were terrible at the tune.
Matthew West, Crowder, Britt Nicole, Red's in there, Mandisa, KB and Tadashi are also going to be playing along with new song. Dude, it's Winter Jam. It's huge.
338-3700. Phone lines are open. We need one contestant to play.
Or, look, people aren't chiming in. We've got
it's 40 second
delay. 12th of a bottle of Cholula
Stop
in here.
It.
You can have Dex's bottle of Cholula. Wow. Immediately.
See
I'm just
there?
Saying. I'm going to ask them what they prefer.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to the show.
Question right away. Are you calling for the Winter Jam tickets or the open bottle of Cholula in the studio?
Ooh, that's a tough one because I am from here.
So we'll give you the Cholula if you want it. It's even got Dex's sweaty fingerprints on it.
Just throw in the Cholula.
Nah, I can't throw it in. It's Dex's.
Come on.
I'll let you have it, buddy.
Half a bottle of Cholula with Dex's fingerprints.
We're running out of time. We have to do this.
Fine. Let's do it. Beautiful.
All right, you know how to play?
Yes.
All right, I'm going to play this song from Frankenstein. You have to guess what it is. Now it's...
Wait, what's the category?
It's TV theme songs.
Okay.
TV theme songs. This morning, the TV theme song was Full House.
Okay.
So like this
Are you giving us a hint? Or what?
Well, I don't know. Just think TV theme songs. Are you ready?
You got it. Yeah, I'm ready.
Here we go.
Just say the story about this. Unless I'm way off.
What do you think?
Nope, right. Yep.
What do you think, man? Come on.
Oh. I have no idea.
Well, you can ask you can ask these two.
Yeah, that's what I... Okay, we literally just did a story about this show.
They're rebooting it.
They're rebooting the show.
Come on, man.
We just...
Oh. Knight
Rider. Knight Rider is correct!
Good.
I'm glad I was like, I hope I'm right, because if not, I'm totally steering you way off.
Yeah!
Okay, good.
Steering you way off? Hey-o!
All right, you get the bottle of Cholula, and you get winner jam tickets. What? No?
Yeah. Can't give them both, man.
All right, fine. You can't have both.
Hang on long.
You just get the bottle of Cholula.
Well, hook
you. All right, we're done with the show today. Thanks for being a part of it with us. 585 Live. Thanks for all the text messages.
You know, here's the thing, man. When people win something on other stations, the other station always goes, hey, what's your favorite station? What's the station hooking you up? Here, no, we're going to do it. Nope. We never do this.
Oh
we're
going to
do it. Hey, you still there?
Yo, okay, what up, still there?
All right, here's the question. Here's the question, man. We never do this because it's like really cheesy, but we're going to do this live.
You just want to try it?
I just want to see what happens in real life if people actually get it right, all right? So, all right, man, you just won tickets to Winter Jam. Who's this?
This is Brian from Albuquerque.
All right, Brian. Hey, what's your favorite station hooking you up with Winter Jam tickets?
My Kiss Nice. I mean,
how could you do this to us?
Exactly why.
You know what? You get the Cholula.
That's incredible.
That's
you
why
get the ticket. You get it all. Hang on the line.
All right.
Well, that didn't go well. That did not go well at all.
All right. Hit the podcast if you missed the show. Freaky Friday tomorrow.
Woo!
We'll see you then.
That's all we got. There ain't no more. Time is tight. It's the end of the show.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Dan.
Hey, Dan. What you doing? Well, not only do I like to break a physical sweat at Bear Canyon CrossFit, but I like to break a mental sweat, too.
Oh, wow,
and I'm preparing our podcast, because Bear Canyon CrossFit just sponsored it.
Yeah!
Thank you, Bear Canyon CrossFit.
We're stoked to partner up with them, and we want to tell you guys, maybe you're the seasoned workout veteran, and you've been going to Planet Fitness for 1,000 years,
Captain America.
Just not getting the results you want. I think CrossFit could be for you, and Bear Canyon CrossFit is the best CrossFit gym in the ABQ.
In the universe.
Wow, amazing.
In the universe.
Yeah, and not only that, you get your first class free so you can try it out with no hassle, with nobody trying to get you to sign up for some commitment. Come check it out absolutely free. All you got to do is register at BearCanyonCrossFit.com.
They've got tons of pricing options and different classes. They got a HIIT class. They've even got CrossFit kids. So again, go to BearCanyonCrossFit.com for all the info. And thanks for listening to our podcast.